RX 93.1%, TMR, The Morning Rush. The Morning Rush, your favorite, the award-winning morning show on FM radio. Music, laughs, all the hot tea, and the hilarious top 10. Your hosts, Chico.
Oh, you so legendary. Oh, oh, you so legendary.
Marky.
Yaddy, 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 yaddy,
yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy,
yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy,
yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy,
yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy,
Monster RX 93.1, and good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
We've got a very special guest today joining us again.
Guess who's back?
How many weeks ago was that?
A few weeks ago.
Stick on day.
Yeah.
Remember that?
The day of the stick on.
We've got Sarah back. Hello, good morning.
Good morning. Parang hindi na special kasi parang pangalawa na eh. So, hello.
Uh-oh.
But you're back?
Yes, I am. Nagulat si Chico kanina.
Uh-oh.
I think, didn't I tell you?
I told you. No, I think I told you like weeks ago. But then I forgot to tell you yesterday.
Kasi ano eh, nagulantang na naman ako. Oh, Ganesh. Ano pa, impossible.
Awesome.
Tapos like, oh, it's Sarah. Just like the first time, remember?
Yeah.
I was like, oh, ano dito ako si
I was actually a little worried. Sabi ko, baka nauna si Hazel today. Kasi bumili pa ako eh.
Bumili ka pa niyan, ha? Bumili ka pa ng kape niyan, ha?
Tsaka bumili siya ng kape. Uh-oh. Sa kapitbahay ko na, ano, diba? Branch.
Narinig ko sa boses niya.
Sana kinatok mo na. Para.
Actually, when she called me and she told me, I'm here na. I'm here at the ganyan-ganyan. Parang tempted ako silipin kasi from my window, kita mo yung,
kita
that's
mo
the view. Like, that's the building that I, so,
literally.
Yung boses mo na, ganun.
It's like, nagbibihis ako.
Saka yung mga,
may gising na ako noon na. Excuse me. Nauna ako nag-message sa'yo though.
True. Bago ka pa matulog siguro.
Grabe naman.
Proud tayo. Proud tayo.
I mean, might as well.
Hello.
Small win.
Exactly.
Small win.
Anong smaller than small?
Ika nga ni Safira. I accept me. When I'm on time, I accept me when I'm late.
I accept me when I'm fantastic. Yes, I accept all of me.
Yon.
Mm-hmm.
So, today, we do have a top 10. It's going to be fun. Kasi like, di ba we talked about this before, na parang there really should be a heartbreak leave. Bakit ang leave lang natin? Vacation leave. parang like, sick leave.
Right.
Bakit hindi heartbreak leave?
Valid
yun. So, di ba, like, for example, let's give you some examples.
Okay.
I mean, our top 10 for today, thanking Mike Ferrer for the topic, hashtag heartbreak leave reasons.
Ooh.
What, kunyari, we had heartbreak leave and you were to file it. Usually when you're filing it, di ba lalagay mo yung reason? Ano yung lalagay mo dun sa reason for your heartbreak leave?
Ooh.
Okay? So, di ba, pag sick leave, reason, LBN. I don't know, whatever.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Even vacation leave, a reason.
Out of town.
Out of town.
Yeah, right.
Going to Australia, mga ganun. So, for heartbreak leave reasons, for example, kasi natalo ang manok ko sa Miss You, or Drag Race, or Survivor, or Oscars, or UAAP, or Wimbledon, or Century Superbots.
Masyari tayong invested, ah.
Sana
tayo. Nilahat
mo na. Pagkatos yung super bots. Hindi ko kaya
yun. Malay mo. Malay mo, ano. Boil it mo yung isa.
True.
Actually, mas ano pa nga, baka personal investment.
Oo, or pinapalo mo sa Instagram.
Literally.
My goodness.
Literally. So, whatever it is you're into.
Right. Yeah, you know, Sarah's not into Drag Race, but she's familiar with some of the queens.
Some of the queens.
Alam mo, have you been here the day after the season 12 finale aired? kakabahan ka. Or baka nagbalik ka ng outfit, nag-referee uniform.
Ay, alam ko na to. yung ano, yung, ito yung, kasi yung season 12, yung season na niluto.
Excuse me.
Season 12.
The rightful winner won. Okay, so sila kasi ni Marky, they were team Gigi Good.
Okay.
And I was like, to be fair, gusto ko yun si Gigi Good. Di naman ako hater.
Ang ilan mo siya?
Sucks lang. And si Jada, sucks lang din. But because they were so passionate. Siya, diba?
Oh.
You know how I am. You know, as a contrarian.
Mo, ayaw niya.
As a contrarian. As like, I'm team Jada Essence Hall. Eh, nanalo yung bet ko.
So, yun yung year talaga. Na, ano, na, hindi yung deserve ang nanalo.
Hindi.
Tapos, binansagan na nila, sabunutan sa Strata 2000.
Yes, because the next day, talagang ang init ng ano namin.
Sisigawan na kami.
Nagsisigawan. Kasi parang siya na
ko yung podcast.
Very mature. Ganyan.
Very mature. Uh-oh.
Tapos yung mga kasali talaga sa Drag Race, yung mga nanalo at di nanalo, hindi man lang alam na may nangyayari na
pala. Okay na, okay. Si
saka nakakatawa, na. Nung nagsisigawan kami, yung days na COVID, so merong acrylic wall in between us. Yung parang sa akin, pasalamat kami, acrylic wall. Binato na kita ng headphones ko. Binatinda ko ta ng banana bread. Remember yung banana bread season
era. Alam mo, ba't galit na galit siya? Kasi I was being gloaty about it. I was like gloating when I was like, ha!
Alam mo yung ano, alam mo yung the injustice of it all. Tapos nag-gloat pa.
There was no injustice.
Oh my gosh,
ay nako, yung injustice exists only in your head.
Meron akong i-bring up na same energy. Mm. Pero wag na lang kasi it was about politics.
Child.
Okay, next example. Wag na yun. Another example. Heartbreak leave reasons. Kasi namatay yung tatay ng pinsan ng office mate ng labandera ng bayaw nung lamok na kumagat sa akin. And I'm sorry.
Feedback?
Ang lakas nung sa akin.
What's happening?
Hindi tayo same level ngayon.
Hindi, tsaka may echo.
Hindi kasi nga, nag-leak na yung...
Oh.
Can you hina me?
That's why I'm doing
it. No, because remember your...
Parang feeling ko may magkakaryoke at no, any point.
Because they changed the...
Oh, they
na,
did
we're
na.
We're no longer on the same volume.
This, okay.
Can you find
okay.
mine?
Well, I found you.
No, it's still super...
Super loud?
Yeah. Just my headphones.
Ah.
My headphones. The volume.
Mine's better though. Thanks.
Like super lucky. No. Na 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 na. La 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 la. La 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 la. La 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 la. La la. Yon. Okay, there you go.
Wala naman sa akin.
Ay. See, ba't hindi pantay?
Let's finish this.
Sige na nga.
We'll have it fixed.
There's always something.
Sabunutan.
Parang meaning ko, I sense a temper tantrum coming.
Yun.
Tantrum. Pinagsama. Para shortcut. Tantrum.
Yeah, pa, ano? My reason. Next. Heartbreak leave reasons. Kasi ang usapan, hanggang hookup lang. Eh, ayun. Na-fall up. Ay.
Dami.
Dapat as physical lang
for
eh.
A lot of people.
Usapan natin eh. Ano lang eh. Puro katawan lang. So, ang ano na to, ang choice natin, either nabingi ako kasi ang lakas or wala kayong marinig. Kasi ang nangyayari, pag masyado ako malakas, I tend to be very lola. Like, ano? Anong tama? Kasi like,
we need to fix this.
I know, right? Okay. Next. Heartbreak Blake.
Nasimulan
na. Heartbreak leave reasons. After 20 seasons, natapos na finally yung sinusubaybayan kong series or anime. Ano nang gagawin ko sa buhay ko? Lalo na yung super multiple... Like, super dami seasons. Like, for example, Ang Probinsyano.
Yeah.
Parang it went on like forever, right?
True.
Or yung mga...
Part of your routine na talaga siya.
Or yung, ano, like, One Piece.
Yeah.
21 seasons so far. Grey's Anatomy.
Oh, yeah.
It's been going on like forever. Especially the daytime soaps in the US, yung mga Days of Our Lives.
Yeah.
Mga, ano pa yun? The Young and the Restless.
Decades, eh, no?
Decades now. We're talking decades. Can you imagine if it finally closes and you've been there from like the 70s?
Wow.
Like, you would be so heartbroken. I'm pretty sure. Like, something has been...
like, taken away
like
from you.
Like a body part that's been taken away from you. Yeah. Alam mo yun? Yung,
I mean,
like,
I felt that way watching Sunset Beach, and I only watched it for like
a few seasons,
maybe months.
Month, oh,
or you? I don't know. I right? don't know if it, years, maybe. But
ako
yeah.
yung ganyan ko, Friends, Naruto. Yung parang ang dami kasi nung content. So pag naubo siya, parang like, what? Akala mo Unli.
Eh, ang malala dun sa Sunset Beach, bigla na lang pinola out.
Oh,
like,
walang
kasi
closure.
If,
walang closure.
Hindi naman siya yung tipong may sarili kang copy. Like, yeah. I would just catch it on TV before.
Yeah. Right, yeah. right.
And then parang I got super into it. And then one day, suddenly, it wasn't on air. And I was like, alam mo, ito yung, I think this was the only time that I ever wrote an email to a
to
TV
like,
station.
To parang, please bring it back. Or
to
excuse, nyo.
What the heck? What the heck's going on? Where is my Sunset Beach?
True.
As in, bothered ako. Tapos, like many years later, I actually tried to find episodes. Meron yata sa YouTube. I found.
Oh.
Pero alam mo yung iba na. Kasi parang syempre sa tagal nun, nakalimutan ko.
At saka luma na nung graphic.
Pero so, nakaka-bad trip kasi when they pulled it out, yung mainit yung plot. Yung parang ang init ng story. Biglang nawala. Yung parang, ano nangyari?
True. So wala na talaga. It just... It
parang only... hindi naman na-cancel yung show. Oh, I guess the local station decided to air something else.
Mm-mm.
But there at the time, it was so difficult to like find, alam mo yun, like a DVD.
Pre-streaming
of
kasi.
That oh. show, alam mo yun. Yeah.
Ang solution ko sa ganyan is I tend to, if it's something that I'm really attached to, I make the choice. So like in one of my favorite shows, Chuck.
Oh.
I chose not to watch the last season. So for me, it's still going on in my
head. Did you never?
I have never.
Parang lala.
It's one of my favorite
like,
shows.
Like to the point na...
Ile-let go niya yung isang season.
Hindi, tsaka parang ano, parang...
I'd rather not.
Parang ex, di ba, na yung... I-unfollow na lang kita kaysa makita kitang
nagmamahal
ng iba.
Na lang
iba.
Kita kaysa hiwalayan kita. Ganon.
So you don't know what happened?
No, I don't.
Ay, may saltik.
Hello,
tigal na. Lisa, itong isang to. Hindi pa panoorin yung last season.
Ayoko pa rin kasi for me, it's my, parang it's still
going on. I could never.
Alala, I would find out.
Don't ruin it for me.
Kasi parang for me, like for example, one of the ganitong cases is Game of Thrones.
Oh.
At saka, especially, it's the shows that we watch as a family.
Yeah, yeah.
So meron siyang extra special.
Yeah.
Kasi parang, it's not just me watching it.
May bond.
Mayroong bonding thing associated with it. I would watch with my brothers and sisters, my nephews and nieces. So, when it ended, it was like part of my life ended. But I can't imagine not watching it.
Mm-hmm.
Very ano, very like, kung iiwan mo rin lang ako, hindi na lang kita mamahalin. Very gano'n. Gets?
Yeah, yeah,
kung aalis ka rin lang.
Eh, wag na tayo maging jowa.
Eh, babay na ngayon pala.
Oh, diba, parang gano'n. Yung hindi mo sasagutin kasi feeling mo hindi kayo magtatagal.
Very maha in one march. Pipikit na lang ako.
Diba?
May ganun ba siyang iconic line?
Para hindi mo makita nasasaktan ako.
Oh my God!
Or hindi ko makita. Parang ganun.
Diba? Very that.
Parang ganun.
Ang lala. Pero yun nga, for some people, that could be like a heartbreak leave reason. And one last, yung isang taon kong pinag-ipunan na item, by the time I saved enough money to buy it, phased out na.
Oh no. Oh no.
And alam mo yung like, that was your, the thing that fueled your like, I will work hard, I will save up money, tas biglang time to buy, parang ay, phase out na po yun.
Well, but then again, ang dami namang resellers.
Maghanap ka na lang
reseller. I think I'd be sad for a minute and then like, probably look for something else to
buy.
To
use the money on.
Yeah.
Hindi, ang hirap pag nakafocus ka dun eh.
I guess.
Like it was your like, imagine mo, 1 year goal.
Yeah.
Tapos
yeah.
na-achieve mo siya and then by that time, it was like, and then saka ang hirap sa reseller, minsan mas mahal na.
Oh yeah.
Diba yung,
yeah.
Yung
mag-iipon ka pa ulit ng extra 3 months.
Extra
ganun.
Para lang makuha mo siya. So there you go. That's what we're doing today. If there were a heartbreak leave, what would be your reason to use it? Go ahead, send it to us. Of course, it's x.com/rx931. Please include #TheMorningRush and #HeartbreakLeaveReasons in all your posts.
How's your hearing?
Oh, it's fine.
Oh, now it's fine? Did yeah. Dr. Edge fix it?
Oh, are yours fine?
It's a little low.
Ako, I'm fine.
That makes one of us.
That's all I care about. That's all I care about.
Mahirap magsalita. Hindi naman ako tagalog. I just...
I was telling Sarah, this was our like forever, ano, yung, not just the headphones, ah, yung aircon. Sabi kami kasi ni Marky, ginawin. Tapos si Hazel, mainitin.
It's not that. Ginawin ako. It's just that my area is more mainit.
Is warmer.
Oo.
So kami lagi yung,
kasi you know what? I actually sat there one afternoon yeah. while Rico was on board and I was waiting to board for countdown. And I was like, ang ginawa dito.
Exactly.
My God.
Exactly that. Yeah.
But yeah. Anyway, again, welcome to the show. If you just tuned in, it's The Morning Rush. Yay! I'm Hazel Hottie.
I'm Chico Garcia.
I'm Cheryl.
I'm Cheryl.
And we have Sarah joining us. Requests, go ahead, send them via the text line 0961-1367-931. You can also do it via X at RX931 on The Monster.
Tea over coffee.
Tea over coffee.
Oh yes, so let's talk about first, sibling rivalries, I guess-ish.
Oh.
So Kate Hudson and Blake Lively both have siblings who admit to being envious of their fame. Oliver Hudson and Robin Lively bonded over their shared experience of having sisters in the spotlight in an episode of Kate and Oliver's podcast, Sibling Revelry. According to Oliver, there's always a part of me that's like, F man, why can't I do that? And he also said, I want to do a role like that. I want to work with people like that. I want to make that kind of money. I don't want to be effing hustling for everything. Oliver added that he is, of course, happy for his sister's success as well as their actor brother Wyatt Russell's accomplishments. Not that it takes away from how I feel about them, my love for them and my gratitude and how happy I am for the success, but F, I'm not afraid to admit that I have envy. Just damn, it's there.
Well, when you think about it, it's a weird position because you are envious of your famous sister, but at the same time,
you know,
if your sister was not famous, yeah, you won't probably even have this podcast. I mean, let's face it. I mean, the reason people are listening to that is because he is Blake Lively's brother. So, in as much as you're envious that you wish you were on that level...
He's Kate Hudson's brother.
I mean, sorry, Kate Hudson's brother. Parang, you're still higher than if, let's say, you started a podcast out of nowhere.
True.
Na hindi mo kapatid yung kapatid mo.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So it's kind of weird. Like, you do still benefit from it. Yeah. Not as much as you would want to. Yeah. But, yeah.
Blake Lively's sister said, do I have those same feelings where I'm like, oh, she's getting to work with so-and-so. That's so amazing. Honestly, I'm so proud of her. Everything she's gotten and she has, she's earned.
Aww. At saka ano eh, parang like, I think it's harder when you're in the same industry.
Mm, yeah.
Makes it worse.
Yeah.
Kunyari, actor ka din. Ang hirap, tas kapatid mo Kate Hudson, kapatid mo Blake Lively. Obviously, you're not going to get the same roles. Pero kunyari, feeling ko, if you're like a doctor,
okay lang.
Because you're not competing with them, right?
Yeah.
At the very least, maybe you become the doctor of her celebrity friends.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So maybe the competition will not be as much if you're not in the same industry as your famous sibling.
Mm, true. In other news, a producer for the Michael Jackson biopic says the movie will address the scrutiny and accusations surrounding him. Behind the unrelenting scrutiny and the accusations and the blinding media spotlight, he was simply a man who lived a very complicated life. The movie will get into all of it. Ah, I want to watch this.
Same.
When does it come?
I don't know yet, but my gosh.
I just wish it's in the hands of a very good writer / director. Kasi you want the full spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want a pro Michael biography. You don't also want an anti-Michael Jackson biopic. What you want is a fully fleshed out, this is what one side is saying, this is what another side is saying. Para mas
present everything.
Mas maganda.
Yeah. Yeah, so the movie is going to come out next year, April 18, 2025. It stars Coleman Domingo as Joe Jackson, Miles Teller as manager John Branca. Who's playing Michael Jackson?
I think it's, remember, we did this for
Oh, two. Yeah.
Yeah, this new guy.
Jafar Jackson.
There you go,
Yeah, I'd watch it for sure.
Right?
Yeah. And we've seen a lot of like different movies about,
right,
MJ.
Yeah.
So it'll be really interesting to watch this
one. And remember there was, ano pa nga, there were rumors pa before nga na they were going to get like an actress to play Michael. Remember that? Sino nga ba yun?
What?
Na turns out, ano naman pala, like it was just a rumor. They were supposed to get like a female.
Oh, really?
To play Michael Jackson. Buti na lang.
That's pretty wild.
Because we're talking about a real... We're not talking about a character. For example, you can change the ethnicity, you can change the gender. But when it's a biopic, imagine you have to. You can't exercise too much creative license for that.
And interesting lang because his children are now adults.
Yeah.
So it's, it would be interesting to see how they'd be reacting to it.
Yeah, I'm curious to see kung ano na actually ni Blanket.
Because we never see him. Because Paris, you know, I follow her
all the time, right? But a Blanket? We don't get to see Blanket. And but siya kasi yung sinasabi nila. Kasi di ba nga, supposedly, no, officially, not supposedly, officially, Blanket is the kid of Michael, who's African-American, and Debbie Rowe, who's white. So, yeah. So very another very white the feature in the Blanket.
Si Blanket yung ginangle sa balcony,
diba? Balcony,
Anyway, there you go. That's the tea for you today. If you want to sound off, you can do that by the text line 0961-1367-931, but also via X at RX931. We'll check out your greets and all that good stuff in just a little bit. Plus, of course, we'll give you the top 10 on the Monster.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today, but let's start off with some greets.
Saying good morning to these people from the text line. Juice Blank says, hey, good morning. And also, we're saying what's up to Judai. Hello to Mayi. And good morning to Jean and Buido and Mika. Hello to the Jedi Master who says, please greet the UP Dreamers and the D2 Run crew a good morning. And please greet Jopoy Pandarawan of the UP Dreamer. Say happy, happy birthday!
Happy birthday!
Hi to Bon Voyage and saying good morning to Angeli. Edge Angeles is also locked in.
Yes. Grabe mang bitin, ha? And...
Sabi niya, Way's voice si Roger Fett. Yes, matagal na. Matagal na. Even while he was still playing. good morning to Ronaldo Quino, Lilo Boy, Hody AH says, question for Chico.
Oh.
Since I have one house cat now, I was wondering if it's better to give him another feline companion. Mas okay ba yan para may kalaro siya and ka-grooming?
Alam mo, this is the question that has been bugging us for years. Hindi kasi, alam mo, I tried to research this kasi we've considered bringing some of the cats in the house. Bring them to the condo. Like one or two para may kasama si Igor. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But then I've been researching it. Alam mo, iba-iba sila ng... Some say it's better that may kasama kasi they don't get lonely. Kasi diba, like we don't stay in the condo. So... during the times na wala kami doon, at least meron siyang companion and they're less lonely. But then some people were saying it still depends on the cat.
Right.
Because if it ends up they don't get along, some cats would rather be alone.
I guess you can try to gauge their personality.
Ang hirap kasi if walang balikan, gets? Like what if you got a cat and then they don't get along? Alam nga naman you give the cat away or something. Parang kakaawa naman yung
or just expose them maybe to other cats first before you jump the gun.
Maybe. But generally, generally, they say maganda yung may kasama. Even if, let's say, they don't super get along. At least the physical presence is there, and they don't feel all alone. Kasi hindi lang daw totoo that, di ba, dogs, they need attention.
Mm-hmm.
Tas parang the general wisdom is that cats are very independent. They don't care about people. It's not true.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to leave your cats longer than 24 hours, it says.
Oh.
Like, they get lonely. Even if hindi ka nila pinapansin, they'd rather that you were there.
Okay.
That's what they said.
Speaking of getting lonely, did you see that viral video of a man, like, playing with a tarsier?
Oh, girl, don't even. Like, I am so angry.
Vlogger, quote-unquote vloggers.
Angry with that video. That
my
is
gosh.
Infuriating. And diba, they tell you pa nga na,
do like not. View, don't even
not just,
surprise them. Don't
you're supposed
them.
To be like very quiet.
Yes.
Yeah. Don't take photos with flash.
Mm-hmm.
Be very quiet. Mm-hmm. No sudden movements. Mm-hmm. This guy just grabbed the...
Snatched the tarsier and like... They were like... As in, dalawa. Dalawang man. Dalawang guys. Tapos dalawang tarsier. Tapos parang inaano nila pinaglalaro.
Aww. Like, they should do something about it.
I mean...
Make an example out of them. I mean,
very, very...
That
awful.
Is just so wrong.
I know.
That is just so wrong.
Ugh. Hello to Advent Choi and to Joni Claude. We also have John Kevin Cruz locked in. Jufel says, good morning to Tisha, Tia, Tori, Papa Tang from Jufel, silent brusher since the 90s.
Oh.
May I ask for a birthday blend for Tia? Okay, noted. Take note of Tia. Hello to Melai and to MGMG. Who says,
kaya mo yan.
Pagbaba kasi.
La, kunin po namin yung ano nyo, antipara nyo.
Shut up. Shout out sa ex. Best crush
ko. Ano tawag mo doon?
Naitago natin sa pangalang Jope.
Yung glasses na merong little circles.
Tigilan mo ko ah.
Yung bifocals nyo la, kunin na.
Ayan na nga oh. Itago natin sa pangalang Jopeth. I don't know kung hiwalay na sila ni Akla kasi naiwan si Akla sa Canada and my crush is in Washington na. Ah, okay. Ooh. It's been a while na nalimutan ko na siya. Tapos napanaginipan daw niya. Ah, is this for Chico Misterioso?
Oh, baka.
It might be. Okay, well, we'll check it out again later. Hello to Anelia. And Anelia says, belated happy birthday to Mingyu. I love you so much. Ellen is also locked in.
Me too.
Si Mingyu. Is that like an actor?
I have no idea.
Who's Mingyu?
Ano, actor. Si Mingyu. I mean, actor. Alam ko, because diba, a lot of the actors are also like K-pop.
Ba, 17 ano? Member pero, according to Mai.
Pero
thank
because
you, Mai.
I'm not like a K-pop fan. Mas kilala ko siya sa...
As an actor.
Oo.
Oh, hello.
Lumalabas din siya sa mga K-drama.
Oh, cool. Farmer Sanchez wants to greet Kath, Amara, Amber, and Sophia. Butter Baby says, happy Thursday. Maxim the Winter says, good morning. Work na po ulit. Po, opo. Iba daw yung Mingyu na kilala mo, sabi ni Maxim.
Ay, iba ba yun?
So, ay, I guess there are 7 Mingyus.
Ah, okay.
And Ren says, good morning and happy almost weekend. Okay, let's do the birthday blend for Tia.
Okay. Sinong magsisimula? Hindi, dapat si Sarah. Ikaw magsimula.
Paano?
Kasi you do Marky's part. Wala, happy birthday.
Normal lang.
Oh, yeah. Happy birthday to you. Tapos ako. Tapos siya yung happy birthday. Tapos parin pa to sa
may briefing pero on air.
Ang ganda ng briefing eh, di ba?
On the spot.
Ganun.
Tapos
ganun. Okay. Okay. Yeah. Happy birthday to you. Okay. Happy birthday. Oh. Tapos siya, happy
thanks,
birthday
coach.
Tapos siya, tight na, sabay-sabay.
Okay, tapos ikaw dito ka.
Sige. Ready?
Kaya
pa yan, coach. 5, 6, 7, 8.
I can't.
Parang kailangan ko sumayaw. May choreo. Oh, go.
Nakakaba, bakit ganito?
Ganito. And alam mo, it's okay ha, kasi may pag sumasabay ka sa mga pros. Understandable. So, alam mo, it's okay.
Sige, susubukan ko po, kuya.
Ah, sige.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, dear Tia.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday!
And sabi ni Renz, gusto ko yung may pa-briefing si Chico. Pero on air. Ano, Mark?
And, meron talaga.
Siguro by the 10th time, gets ko na.
Sabi ni Anelia, Chico, hi daw. Sabi ni Mingyu.
Ay! Hello.
Sabi ni Maxim, napa-okay din ako sa briefing ni Chico. Parang kinotch nila kayo. Kinotch siya kayong lahat eh. But that's it for greets for now.
Okay. So, here we go. We've got our top 10 for today, courtesy of Mike Ferrer. Thank you. We're trending number 2 Woo! In the Philippines. Heartbreak leave reasons. Let's start off with galactose intolerance.
Number 10.
Sabi sa balita, publicity stunt lang pala na magkarelasyon si favorite love team.
Oh.
And I need time to process it because akala ko talaga in love sila sa isa't isa.
Meron ba kayong super shinip na like love team?
Eee, Sharon Gabi.
Magsama kayo ni Andre, Sharon yan yun eh. Pero wow, bago ah.
Tapos ako yung may antipara. Totoo ba?
Buti nga hindi gayan.
But did you watch
No.
Movies?
I mean, I just liked them.
Oh, parang
yeah. Kasi they were the pretty. I was never into love teams. But I guess that was the one that I was like, oh, they're such a lovely couple. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Yeah. And I do remember in our village, at the peak of their, like, when they got married.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Christopher De Leon and Nora Honor lived in our village. And like when we walk around, like when we walk the dogs, we would see them.
Pero ang gusto ko dito sa story na to, sa condo niya rin, nandun din si Nora Honor. Oh, ang tanong, sino stalker?
Alam mo, feeling ko, sino stalker ka ng ate guy?
Parang masyadong, ano eh, grabe yung coincidence eh, na parang,
feeling really? Ako sinusundan niya ako. Tsaka nakakatawa kasi like, can I just tell Sarah the story?
What?
I didn't know that she lived in the condo.
Uh-huh.
So the like literally, alam mo yung pagbukas nung door,
elevator.
Pumasok siya and unmistakably it was Nora. No. Like literally, it escaped my lips. Ay, si Ate Gal.
Hindi mo napigil.
Like, it was not conscious. Like, it was an involuntary,
Did she react?
Parang she
heard you.
Oh, parang alam mo yung nag-lupo. Parang gumana
siya. Hindi ba yung parang ano siya?
Parang lupo. So I was like, oh, parang.
An na-picture niya yung ginagawa namin. It's like the little shoulder. Like,
that little shoulder, like.
Forward na.
Good morning. Parang ganon. So I was shocked. And I play it cool, right? Like, even if there's a celebrity, if prepared ka. Or usually you'd see celebrities na medyo, I guess the current.
Yeah,
that,
yeah.
You'd be like, oh, it's him, yeah. It's her. But it's so incongruous. You don't expect to see that person in an elevator in your condo. Yeah, sometimes you get like an involuntary gasp. Like a...
Hindi napigil eh.
Hindi ko talaga napigil.
Sabi ni Enrich, ang current ng love team.
Bagong-bago. No?
Si Maximo, siya daw Cheryl Romnick.
Wow. Oh, that era
na. You know,
my
sister, my ate, she loved Cheryl and Romnick.
Really?
I remember when I was a child, like, my sister was like...
Was there ever a...
Kasi local for me, wala. Pero, my gosh, alam mo yung the people that come to mind, just go canceled na. Sobrang wali na sila today. Didi and J-Lo. I really shipped them before.
Oh, really? You did?
I loved them. I was like heartbroken when they broke up.
Oh. Well.
Madami ako yun nga. Yung mga Hollywood. Marami akong ganun na. Mm. And na medyo heartbroken. I remember I was so heartbroken when Emma Thompson and Kenneth Branagh like broke up.
Babata talaga ng love team natin eh, no? Pabata na pabata eh.
Labas mo na. Labas mo na yung bifocus mo. Huwag na itago.
Grabe talaga. Alam mo, like, iyak ako na iyak nung nag-break si Richard Burton.
Si Elizabeth Taylor. Ay, you know.
Grabe.
Ay, nako.
Basta, alaala ko, nung papalabas na yung pelikula ni Elizabeth Taylor, yung Cleopatra. So, yeah. Pero, I don't know, I'm not a love team kind of.
Actually, kasi iba naman yung love team versus yun nga, yung a couple.
Yeah. Natural, like a real couple.
In my Brad case, na si Diddy and J-Lo, diba? They were a couple. Uh-huh. So, pero yung love team lang.
Sa atin kasi, the assumption is, if you're a love team,
you're also
you're really
a couple.
together. Yeah. Mm. Very rare yung like, no, we're just a couple. Diba? Parang like, I mean, sorry, no, we're just a love team. We're not really a couple. In the Philippines, true or not, they market themselves as a real couple.
Yeah.
Umaabot pa nga sa even may secret not babies.
Ah, diba? At may cloning na nagana.
Oo, diba?
Kinasal na merong lahat, clone. Diba?
Intense.
And coming from Fitz Villafuerte.
Number 9.
Ay, sorry, Maxim De Winter. Heartbreak leave reasons, miss na miss ko na po siya. Kaya kailangan ko munang umuwi sa Seoul. Sa patuloy.
Si Maxim De Winter kasi, ginagawa niyang
Divisoria.
Divisoria ang Korea.
No, actually, no. Mas madala siya sa Korea.
I'm sure. For
like,
sure.
For sure.
Uh-uh.
And from Fitz Villafuerte.
Number 8.
Heartbreak leave reasons. Nag-resign na si BFF sa office. Last day niya today, so maglalakwat siya kami bukas. I mean, if you work in the same company, I think the boss will understand.
Yeah.
Kasi alam niya na besties kayo. Mm. So pag nag-resign na yung isa, parang, yeah, I get it. You know, you'll probably want to have like the day off tomorrow.
What did we do on your last day here?
I would assume nag-karaoke tayo.
Was probably.
That's what we did. That's all we did before.
But what did we do?
Umiyak ka masyado eh. Sobrang mong sad. Di mo kinaya.
You know, I don't remember.
Nag-leave ka the next day.
Dapat pala nag-file ako ng leave, no?
I don't remember.
But
we probably
yeah.
just hung out.
Maybe.
Parang yung ano niya. Alin. Yung first official day niya sa TMR.
Oh.
Absent ako.
In denial ka. Yun yung nililis.
The disrespect!
Yun yung heartbreak
Oy,
niya.
Niresearch pa namin yan, ha?
Kung
si
bakit?
Josh Black. Inanapan nila na kung totoo bang nagkasakit ako or ayoko lang siyang tanggapin. Pero parang ano ko siya,
parang
siyang
yung ayokong
protest.
Parang, ayokong
parang
maniwala
silent
na.
Silent protest. Ganun. So, turns out may sakit ako.
Eh tapos, hindi
sakit
pa doon natapos. Mm. Diba wala siya ng first day ko? Mm. Yung birthday ko, wala pa din
yung
siya.
Yung una mong birthday.
Grabe, ito COVID na nga yun. Tapos like,
was that 2 years ago? My birthday 2 years ago. Oh, absent din siya.
Protest din.
I understand.
Ayaw mo mag-birthday ako.
And coming from Anti-Sedulous.
Number 7.
Dalawa to ha. And Jay Pilosopo. Yung kay Anti-Sedulous, sabi niya, when you feel so defeated after your boss hired a manager from outside for your department when it could have been your promotion. Mm. Ang sakit nun ha. Like you're next in line but they'd rather get
an outsider
to take the spot that could have been yours.
Like they just don't want to give it to you.
Sobrang vote of no confidence. Mm. Na,
I think pag ganyan yung situation, parang you have to reevaluate your like position in the company. And
yeah.
I would probably think na parang unless talagang valid na feeling ko.
Kunyari outside of your expertise.
Hindi ko deserve or whatever. Pero kung feeling ko na I could definitely do the job pero hindi, yun nga, they opted for like someone else. Maybe they just don't see your value.
Yeah.
Your worth.
Same.
Diba? So, yeah.
And very similarly from Jay Pilosopo.
Number 6.
My job has become extremely toxic due to the changes made by external managers. So parang alam mo yung parang like susundin ko naman pero can I just have like a couple of days off?
Yeah.
Just
to let it sink in.
Unroll my eyes. Yung get. Yeah. Yung tatanggapin mo naman kung wala kang choice. Hindi man, it's not like I'm going to resign as a protest. It's more like just give me some time to get used to the idea because I really don't agree with the changes made. Yes. And coming from Al Macchiato.
Number six.
True story, the only time a boyfriend broke up with me. And over the phone, no less. Nag-absent ako sa work the next day. It didn't help that we worked in the same company. So I didn't think I could deal with seeing him. And I definitely cannot be productive at work. So might as well take a leave.
Minsan wala kang choice eh.
Yeah.
Hindi ba minsan wala kang choice? Kasi diba? Kailangan mo pumasok.
Oo.
Gagawin mo.
Minsan bababa ka na lang. Diba na sa may post office ka, umiiyak-iyak ka. Diba?
Oh.
Diba?
Minsan, no.
Parang like, I can't deal. Oo. Bababa na lang.
Mahirap
yan, no? Ginusto
mo
yun,
di ba?
Oo, ginusto mo yun. Stomayern? Stomayern? And from Archa Aguilar.
Number five.
Take note, from 8 to 5, puro siya like work-related heartbreak. Heartbreak leave reasons. We now know that our relationship has reached its limit. I guess we're only meant to be workmates.
Oh.
Ang hirap noon. Yung kunyari, you were workmates, and then you became together, and then parang like, alam mo, workmates lang. Hanggang dito lang tayo.
It could be something deeper also.
No? Yeah.
Alam mo yung mga may ano. Yung,
ala, may mga work. Ala! Where are you going with this?
No, because in some industries, they but they have like work husbands and work wives, but not not just the label that like
literal
relationships.
Oh, nang hirap din no na yung kunyari yung kunyari like may, yung meron ding parang kunyari sa radio ganyan, mm-hmm. or radio partner.
Mm-hmm.
Tapos
sige,
very close din kayo nung work wife work husband mo. Mm-hmm. And meron ka ring real life husband wife.
Oh yeah.
You know, and kahit I'm sure 100% gets naman nung
SO work.
Mo na it's just work, but there's also that closeness na iba rin yung brand ng closeness nila, and I'm pretty sure kahit pa paano merong like, oh, I wish I made him laugh like the way she does. I'm sure there's a part
of tsaka parang there's also a part of you that feels like I'm sure alam nito like stuff about me. Pag nag-away kami, ito yung confidant niya. So.
For sure. And I mean, and for sure, yung loyalty nung work partner will be to the work partner.
Right.
Kasi wala naman kayong relationship na as strong as theirs. Kasi sila yung magkatrabaho eh, diba? So, yeah, I can imagine that. Not just for like, ano, like kunyari, co-anchors in a balita show or, I don't know, basta merong ganong partnership-ish.
So, parang may celos. One-on-one.
Or celos or something.
May possessed.
At saka yung, I guess it's not so much celos. It's more like you share something with them that I don't have.
They see a side of you that probably
you don't
only
show.
Comes
you don't
out
have access
around them.
To, yun, I guess it's that. Not so much na baka in love sila sa isa't isa. Not so much that. But there's that space that belongs kind of. To them that you're not
exclusive.
That you don't have an access to. Yeah.
I kind of understand.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah.
I get it.
And from Madame. Madame kasi.
Number four.
From Al Macchiato, Juice Blank, Nudes Antonio, J. Pilosopo, Simply Nech, and I saw even others na hindi ko pa inaabot pero sending in the same thing. When your fur baby crosses over to the Rainbow Bridge.
I don't know.
That's
Mama,
really
iyak na naman dito, ah.
Uh-oh. That's really like...
Yeah.
Yeah. That's tough,
huh? Because it's like a family member.
Oh, yeah. And people don't realize... People who are not fur parents, they might think, isn't that a little bit of an overreaction? You don't understand it unless you're one.
And it's the whole thing that comes with it. The process of dealing. I don't want to say it that way. But everything that you have to do after. Because no one else is going to do it but you.
And when you're a fur parent.
Yeah.
When you get into a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Dapat naiintindihan din ng partner mo that is not just an animal. That's like your baby.
Not just a pet.
Not just a pet. It's part of your life. And, you know, ako, I really don't do that whole mga deal breaker thing. Mm-hmm. Pero talaga, when it comes to like animals, I can't just let my animals go just because I'm in a relationship with somebody who doesn't like animals.
Yeah.
That's really not that's not a thing. Not possible.
Yeah.
Not possible.
Very Diane Lane of you. Must love dogs.
Totoo. Hindi kasi like, what are you going to do? Get rid of your dogs or cats? They're part of my life.
But they're more, they're probably more loyal. So
exactly. Exactly. And from Queen of Deadma.
Number three.
I really need to take a heartbreak leave kasi natita zone ako nung bagets na nilalanggi. Ang laki na nang nagastos ko sa boylet na yun, ha?
Oh my gosh!
Tinita siya.
Oh boy, I mean...
Ay, thank you po, tita.
Alam mo yung nililibre mo siya ng kape every day for like the last 3 months.
Binibigyan mo ng regalo. Binibigyan mo ng rubber shoes.
Tapos na tita ka.
Tapos tinank you, tita ka.
Thank you, tita.
Ay.
Ang sakit mo.
Diba?
Actually, more than masakit dahil gusto mo siya, it's more like just offense. No, diba? It's like, alam mo yun,
yung kay investment, parang sana ipinaganda ko na lang sa sarili ko
diba?
Yun.
Sana pinamoisturizer
okay
ko.
Okay na nga yung investment eh. Alam mo yun, pero yung pagtita talaga, parang it's like, parang just, you know, a slap in the face.
It feels like they're trying to tell you something pag ganun eh.
And from J.R. Keita.
Number two.
This is so true. Heartbreak leave reasons, hindi na nga nanalo yung bet mo. Even worse, ang nanalo pa, yung pinakaayaw mo. Right? Like, bad enough that the one that you were rooting for lost, yung pinakaayaw mo pa na posibleng manalo, siya pa yung nanalo.
It's giving Wimbledon a few years ago.
The what?
Wimbledon a few years ago.
No, exactly that. Or kunyari kahit UAAP, yung arch enemy school mo pa yung nanalo. Yung gets, yung... It's so painful.
Yeah. Who's this? When Catherine McPhee... Yung season ni Catherine...
Taylor Hicks!
Oh, yeah, because you're team Catherine
AI.
McPhee.
I'm an AI...
Same.
Had a girl. Yeah. Yeah, Taylor Hicks when Taylor
Kasi
Hicks
Kasi parang it's bad enough when natalo yung bet mo.
Oh.
And it's bad enough if nanalo yung bet mo pero mataas naman yung wala ka namang niroot for.
Yeah.
Pero pag na 1-2 punch ka, oh, that is the worst. Like, I can imagine if imbis na si Fantasia ang nanalo si Diana.
Si Diana Tigormo! Ay, hindi Diana Tigormo!
I would have
I don't like her at all.
I would have never watched American Idol after that.
Oh, really?
Because super love Fantasia and super dislike Diana
DeGarmo. I mean, sorry to Diana DeGarmo now. I'm sure.
No, I'm sure
okay
she's
okay.
But
like at the time.
Heat of it,
I remember I also didn't like her very much.
Tsaka parang kung matatalo man si Fantasia, can it be somebody else?
Sana kay ano na lang,
si
Jennifer Hudson.
Yun, ganun na lang.
Yeah.
But hindi kasi ang finale nun si Jasmine Trias, di ba?
Yeah, Jasmine na lang. Parang ganun. Yung, I mean, I would be happy, right? Pero just not Diana. And I actually know that Diana's good.
Yeah.
For some reason, ayoko lang siya.
May mga ganun
May
talaga.
Mga ganun lang talaga.
Totoo.
So it's not about deserving. It's just na extra. Na,
si, yeah.
Nalilia Michelle ako sa kanya at the time.
I get it.
You're actually good, but
you're so extra.
Yeah. You're so extra. Yeah. And the top.
And the top entry, number one.
Heartbreak leave reasons comes from Rice Baby.
Rice Baby says,
malungkot kami sa bahay ngayon kasi natalo sa sabong si tatay. Don't worry, boss. Bukas magdadala po ako ng tinola para sa buong team.
Sabong today, tinola tomorrow.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. What happens though? Pwede ba yun?
Pwede, pero di ba matigas daw yung manok na nagsasabong?
Oh, really?
Kasi they're very muscular. You know, they're very athletic. So it's not the malambot manok that, you know what I mean?
So like,
these are like competitive roosters.
For me, hindi ko maintindihan yun. Like, don't you get attached? because you kind of...
Yeah, but you know what? I don't think you get attached to them in the same way that you get attached to a companion animal. Because remember, when these are fighting cocks.
Mm-mm.
So when you... Hindi yun kasi yung tawag na, di ba? So, remember, parang you're grooming them to fight to the death. And di ba, pag mga sabong may tare, yung tare, yung blade.
Yeah.
So, to the death. So, gets, you yeah. kind of know
you,
that
you
it's a winner, right, win or right. die kind of okay. situation. So,
yeah.
I don't think you get attached to them in that way.
So, hindi ka pala na-attach pag ano.
Otherwise, you're not going to fight them in the first place.
Huwag ka na lang ma-attach.
I feel like there are some people, though, who get attached to fighting cocks.
No, I think they're attached to what the cocks can achieve. Kasi parang like, kasi parang they...
Pininila yung hopes and dreams nila dun sa fighting cock. Ganon.
Kasi they're like, they're hoping that they will become a champion.
Mm-mm.
But if they're going to lose, uh-huh. parang they're not going to mourn the like right. they'd like look for the next one.
Yeah, yeah. So walang attach.
Parang thank you next.
So ang lesson of this story is
parang thank you
don't
next.
Don't get attached.
Uh-huh. Choose your fighter.
Uh-huh.
Choose your fighter.
Choose well. Let's go,
uh-huh.
Jojo.
And so there you go, the top 10 heartbreak leave reasons. If you want to join us, go ahead and send it to us, x.com/rx931. Please include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag heartbreak leave reasons in all your posts.
For now, more music right here on The Monster. Good morning.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. But let's start off with some greets.
Let's say good morning.
Saying hello to these people over the...
Over X?
Yeah, X. Okay, so let's say hello to Nina Hidalgo. Good morning to her. She wants to say hi to Jesse and Anissa. New sunblock.
Oh.
It's her daughter.
No, we were talking about the sunblock
earlier.
Yeah, so it's your daughter, Anissa. Hello to you. Hi to Juan Miguel. Also saying hi to OD1 Kenobi. Please greet my sister, Ellie, who is traveling now to the Maltese.
Oh, I love
my God.
Maltese.
She cheeker.
Loving it.
Yeah. I'm so jealous.
I've never been.
I know. I've never. Well, we wanted to this year, diba? Dapat.
Bakit
ganyan
yung
mukha mo?
What's happening to your face?
Ano nangyayari?
Lakas ng headphones.
Kasi, nag-request kasi ako
mag-adjust. Kasi hindi panta.
It cannot be. Sige na nga ako yung dayo. Hindi
yung parang, yung kawalan ng isa. Pabor sa isa. Pag pabor sun sa isa,
yung last
kawalan
batch
ng isa.
Naman pabor sa'yo eh. Pag-iaman na kami. Wala kami matinik eh.
Sige.
I swear, gumagaling ako mag-lip read today. Pinapa-practice ko
sabog
siya.
Sabog ang ear jumps, go!
Okay lang yan, masama yung eyesight namin.
Tuwing tatawa tayo, parang sinasaksak ng ice pick, go!
What if tanggalin mo na lang?
Oo nga eh.
Ayan,
ganyan,
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 ganyan na lang.
Parang nalang tayo si Ate Guy tumawa.
Sige, sige.
Oh, okay na? Okay na. Sige ah.
Bingin nyo ako. Sige lang. And...
Okay, do you have more?
No.
Okay, I have a lot from the text line. Good morning to Tino, who says, Nako, Chico, speak for yourself. Basta ko na-attach sa fighting cock. Regardless of what it can achieve. Tsaka yung binoblow... Huh? Ano? Wait lang ha, teka lang ha, lalapit ako. Baka iba yung nababasa ko.
Binubuga, you see what you wanna see.
Binubugahan ang usok.
Ah, yes.
Para tumapang.
Yes.
Huh? O, yun nga, magbublow ka ng usok.
Usually, mga sabongero, they would be like, they would have a cigarette,
uh-huh.
Tapos binubugahan nila ng usok yung... Uh-huh.
Yung manok.
Yung manok.
Oh. And what does that do?
Wag yung dao, tumatapang dao.
Intimidation.
Yeah, something
okay.
like that.
Yeah. Wow, hello to Christer Salvador who hello. Says... Attached sila sa performance. Alam mo, kaya
nga,
talaga.
Kaya nga.
Attachment.
But it's not the animal itself. It's not the bird. It's what they get out of the bird. Oh. Diba? Like, for example, pag nanalo.
Mm-mm. End result.
Eh, that's money, diba?
That's true. Oh, so. Oh. Hello to Mitch and good morning to Denavit. Hello. Hi to Gabriel Imanzo. Good morning to Carlo Lozada. Wants to greet his wife, Marielle Ann Lozada, off to work after a long weekend.
Wow.
Hello to Justin Sayana. Good morning as well to KDRD, Mayi, and what's up to Advent Choi. And Raymond says about the Tarshiers, it was in Surigao.
Oh. Okay.
The two Tarshiers were found in a private farm and were grabbed, quote unquote, to be transported or transferred into the wild again. It was in the news last night. And the perps were able to explain well. I haven't seen it. So
it means they got away with it?
I guess.
What was the explanation? Yeah. What would be an acceptable explanation for that?
Nahulog sila kaya tinulot nila ganun.
Hindi kasi parang like you're not supposed to.
Yeah.
It's weird.
I know. We'll look into it some more. Okay, and lakas na ulit. Teka na.
Alam mo yung parang ano, parang tinutusok ng bamboo yung toes ko sa lakas ng tumitirik yung mata ko eh.
Ano ka, Tarshir?
Huwag natin siyang gulatin. Laugh softly. Mahirap yan.
Kung Tarshir ako, wala. Sumabog na yung brain ko sa lakas ng headphones.
Kasi yung maninig.
Sige na nga, magpag-ibig niya na lang ako.
In good morning to Gigi Maputo. Ang gagawin natin?
Lip reading na lang. Okay lang.
Ba't ganun? Bakit ganun?
Hindi ko alam. Dati naman pantay yan.
Ba't ang weird? Mm-hmm. Oh, eto. Meron kayo na didinig?
Meron naman.
Alam mo yung, meron kang dalawang kaibigan. Isa sadista, isa masokista. Kaya hindi mo alam kung paano sila paliligayahin ng sakit. Kasi yun. Yung isa, saktan mo ko. Isa, aray, sakit na.
Saan balulugar tong volume natin? Ano na, saan na tayo pinulot?
Ano sa lusa. Sa lusa.
Ba't ganon? Ay, nako. EJ says good morning. Hello, EJ. And that's it for greets for now.
All right, so here we go. We've got our top 10 for today. Courtesy of Mike Ferrer. No, maybe. Naririnig ko yan. Tinataas. Kala mo, pasimple ka. Naririnig ko.
Buti nilang sarili mong boses yun. Naririnig mo doon, di masyado.
Pasimple mga dalili mo.
Nahuli.
Despite the barrage, so here we go. We've got our top 10 courtesy of Mike Ferrer. Heartbreak leave reasons. Let's start off with Fitz Villafuerte.
Number 10.
Nalungkot ako kasi na-realize ko ang tagal ko na palang single at parang gusto ko na ulit magka-jowa. Magli-leave ako para naman makalandi.
Wow.
Of course, you need to do that, right? I mean, how will you meet anyone if you're, it's like work.
Yeah, you need like some sort of new environment.
Social life.
Pero, sino makaka-date mo ng time na yun? Di naka-leave lang din.
Hindi, or ano nga, like kunyari, not so much date, but maybe like may landi, gusto kang yayain to go out of town.
Oh, wow.
Or, you know what I mean? Like, I mean, siguro hindi naman, hello, hindi man first date, pero gets. Kunyari, meron kang target.
Mm-mm.
Parang like, you wanna go to the beach this weekend?
Oh, parang, alam mo, pang pelikula yung mga ganyang, ganyang yayaan. Kasi in real life, parang nakakatakot sumama kung kanino.
Hindi siguro
medyo. If you're just like dating, tapos out of town agad.
Hindi, feeling ko nasa circle mo na.
Yeah. Kunyari, friends
friend
na kayo.
Friend mo na siya. Tapos parang like, but you've always had a crush on them. But
right.
Hindi naman kayong friends na to the point na medyo sibling na yung tingin mo sa kanya. Yung pwede pa namang may room pa for like romance. And then, you know, parang wanna go somewhere?
Or, you would know a thing or two about this.
I was just gonna say, you can't say, you can't close your doors to yung parang sibling.
Yeah.
That's where my brain went.
Yeah.
Kasi yeah. You never know.
That is true though. Uh-huh. Sa akin kasi that's a foreign concept.
Ah, really?
I have never. I mean, even if let's say,
siblings.
Even... Like, kunyari, you can be my friend. The all-out friend, like platonic friend.
Hmm.
But I need to have that little space left pa rin na parang. But you know what? Yeah, I see it. You're attractive. You know what I mean? Meron kasing friend na pag umabot na dun sa parang sibling level, there's no turning back.
But you still know that they're attractive. It's just that you can't be attracted to them.
Yes. Pero meron din kasing friend na... Meron din kasing friend na, yeah, parang sibling level na. And yes, you know that they're attractive. But you're also still attracted to them. Pero you can put that aside because...
You're friends.
Because you're friends. You know what I mean? Gets? Yung that thin line. Dun sa isa pwede. Dun sa isa hindi pwede.
So, magbigay ka na example. Sino yung parang yung pwede? Sino yung hindi na talaga pwede?
I can tell you, but I'd have to kill you.
Alam mo ba?
So
alam
okay
mo ba? Ito, wait lang ah. We'll have to read your lips, Chico. I mean, now's the best time to reveal.
Yeah.
Hindi, meron siyang ano, alam hanggang ngayon, meron siyang secret na naging crush.
Oh, saan?
Na jock.
Here we go.
Oh, talaga?
Na ex-jock. Ex-jock. He will never, he vowed to never reveal it.
Never.
Tapos sabi ko,
anong era?
Alam mo, wala namang ano, it's not even...
Kaya lang naging big deal.
Naging
kasi
big deal kasi...
Sabihin.
The more na pinipilit, the more ayoko sabihin.
Sabihin mo na.
So tuloy parang love of my life na yung dating. Alam mo yung nahatan ka lang naman siguro. Parang like, ayoko na sabihin. Ayoko.
Alam mo, para mawala na biggie. Yung ano.
It's no biggie. Sige, I won't take it like, it's a love. Hindi kita tutuksohin.
Ayoko.
Hindi nga kita...
Describe mo na lang.
Sige na. Kahit hint lang.
Oh, mabait. Maaalalahanin.
Hindi, ito na lang. Maputi.
Hindi ko alam. Ayun, ayan.
Medyo. Ako,
hindi mo alam?
Hindi, alam ko, pero hindi ko alam. Hindi ko sasagutin. Kasi, hello, ilan lang ba yun?
Hindi, adami.
Napakadaling.
Madami na.
Hindi.
Madami
ha.
Konti.
At least we'll get to narrow it down lang. Kahit man lang ganun lang.
May mole?
Hindi ko alam. Siguro malamang.
Short hair?
Hindi ko alam.
May makapal kilay, hindi.
Paisip talaga. Makapal ba? Hindi ko alam. Hindi ko sasagutin.
Hmm?
Ay, naku, tigilan niyo ako. Hindi, oh. Of course not.
Ayaw pa kasi i-reveal eh.
Ay, sige, ganito na lang.
Ay, ano ba naman? Nagkakaama.
Nina, yun.
Bunga.
Nipipilit ako.
Kunyari, parang stereotype. Anong stereotype?
Stereotype Samsung.
Hindi, Iowa.
Iowa.
Soundbar.
Sony. JBL.
Ito na lang daw, sabi ni Hody H. Itanong na lang, anong time slot?
Ah.
Mali ko. Ni Coco.
Sabi ni Maxim, pure Pinoy ba to?
Hindi ko nga alam. Wala ko alam.
Kainis. Papilit pe.
Alam mo, kaya nagiging big deal kasi ganyan ka.
Kung sinabi mo na agad, nakalimutan na nga namin
actually,
si Actually,
ayoko nga. Tutuksohin niyo ako.
Hindi.
Hindi
nga, Bex
ayoko,
man.
Ayoko.
So, ibig sabihin, pwede ka pa namin tuksohin. Meaning, nasa paligid-ligid pa.
Aba, ayaw ko sa'yo. Parang linga.
Sa paligid-ligid.
Ay, puno na.
Ayoko na nga. Wag na!
Sa paligid-ligid ay puno ng linga.
Papili.
Ay, ayaw ko sa inyo.
Bye.
Next, from Maxim De Winter.
Number 9.
Heartbreak Leave Reasons. Yung nirelease na kanta ni Lodi, tapos sobrang tagos po sa puso. Need ko pakinggan at damahin buong araw.
Ah.
Yung parang like,
yeah.
I just need to like marinate
yeah.
in the mood of this song of my favorite singer.
I mean,
it's been a while. I've never been like really like super affected by like a song in a while.
Sam.
Siguro yung last na. Joji?
Hmm? Glimpse of You?
Yeah. Maybe that. Kasi it was so beautifully written.
Yeah. Pero, parang sakit eh.
Oo. Parang like, it's so like, sobrang tagos.
So nag-leave ka?
Hindi naman, hindi naman.
Tsaka sino ba naalala mo pag nadidinig mo yun?
Si Joji. It's not attached to anyone. Kala ko
pinagdadaan.
Hindi, hindi, hindi naman. Wala, wala akong attached na tao about it. But like, yung parang like, oh, this is such a beautiful song.
Yung parang
like,
medyo dadamdamin mo.
Yeah. Oo, parang like, even now, even the mga heartbreak
Glimpse
songs.
Of
parang,
Us.
Parang,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that was so good. And coming from JR Keita.
Number 8.
Nung sinin zone ako ni Situationship, tapos tinuloy-tuloy na niya sa ghosting.
Oh, wow.
Like, it was a situationship and then biglang sinin zone ka na tapos may maya ginose ka na. Ayun yung progression eh. Mm. Sin zone, ghost.
What exactly is a situationship?
Like, you were never really together.
It's not
together,
a relationship. It's
together,
not official.
But you because were, of a...
Basically, MU. Yung it's complicated.
Yung MU na naging it's complicated na naging situationship.
It's a situation.
Parang imagine artista ka. Tapos naging parang leading man mo siya for a project. Mm-hmm. And you kind of sort of kind of felt something for each other during the project. But afterwards, parang hindi naman nag-carry over.
Right.
So parang it was a situation.
It was just because,
you were always together.
Or pwede rin yung nasa talking stage kayo, but you never made it out of it. But like, maybe...
Every now and then.
It was just a situation.
Yeah. It was very specific. If not for that situation, you'd probably not have anything.
Yeah.
Parang ganun.
Okay.
And from Tampupu.
Number 7.
Yung nanligaw sa akin, tinakot na naman ang nanay ko. Paano na ako magkakajowa niyan? Yung medyo may tendency manindak yung mom mo.
Right.
Like, anong plano mo sa anak ko?
Ako eh!
Mga ganon. Yung parang
Huwag naman ganon.
When they're too strict.
Let your kids live.
And then one day, bigla na lang anyone will do.
Sila naman na yung, hoy, ano na? Ganon,
alam
ganon.
Mo, totoo yan. Pero ako, not so much like romance. Mm-hmm. But I do remember. I was such an introvert when I was young. I remember my mom, and we rarely have this. We rarely have this. Yung biglang papasok sa room ko yung mom ko to have a talk.
Mm-hmm.
Biglang she went into my room and is like, anak, wala kang kaibigan eh.
Parang intervention.
Parang intervention. And she said, ba't di ka lumabas labas?
Ay, mami.
Oh, ang dami mga bata dyan sa labas. So,
makipaglaro ka.
Grade school. Tapos parang yun nga, na parang like, you're so insulated from the real world. Like, have more friends. Go out, you know?
Siguro dumating sa point na weirdong-weirdo na yung sarili mong nanay.
Do sleepovers, like, mga ganyan. Yeah. High school, I found a barkada. Uh-huh. And oh my gosh, like, we were together all the time. And then, she came back to the room.
Mm.
And she's like, eh, sumusobra naman. Hindi ka na namin nakikita. Sobra naman yung pagbabarkada mo. So, like, make up your mind, mo. So, it's like, it was literally, she had to have two talks with me and opposite yung message.
Yeah. Eh, tapos, nung adult na, nung nagdala ka ulit ng friend, di ba? Mm-hmm. Ano na nangyari nun?
Sabi niya, friend ba talaga yun?
Grabe yung progression.
Oo. Friend ba talaga yan? O manuga?
Yun lang.
Oh, future manuga.
Ganon.
And coming from Rhyme and Reason.
Number six.
Because breaking up with someone, especially when you've been with them for a decade or so, is, you know, you can attribute that as an actual loss of that person in your life, which cannot be gotten over in just one day.
I mean,
even if they're alive, it feels like they died in your life at least. Kasi nga parang like, pag ganun mo siya, importante ka minahal during your time together, them not being
part of
your
it
significant
anymore.
Other is like a death. It feels like a death.
Alam mo, may cheesy line ako sa letter na sinulat ko sa ex ko before, after we broke up. Parang nilagay ko dun parang, it's like you were taken by the body snatchers because it's you. But it's not really you. Ganon.
Because they snatched your body away from me.
Yeah. Why are you giving me that look?
I'm judging.
Bakit ka
look
na
ni Sarah.
Look?
Yung parang
me?
Baduy na tong babaeng to.
Eh, totoo naman.
Kasi yung mga linyahan oh, siya diba?
Bakit? Hindi ba na, hello, you're fortunate you witnessed that era na may puso pa ako.
Sobra naman.
Ganun pa ako.
Grabe.
Diba? Di, pero totoo, kasi parang, if you were together for a long time, tapos na, it parang biglang iba na, even if hindi sila completely mag-disappear from your life, let's say, you know, you still see them every now and then, it's like, yeah, it's them,
the
but you don't know each other the way you did when you were in a relationship.
You suddenly become strangers.
Di naman, I wouldn't go that far. Minsan,
to,
di naman.
To an extent.
Isa close pa rin ay, kayo. Wow. Depende yan eh. That's depende nice. Talaga sa situation. Di ba? Depende. Oh, pero yun nga. Yun nga. It's like a,
parang
it's
lovers
true.
To strangers to lovers. Parang gano'n.
Maybe. Will.
Maybe. This time around, this time I'll be sweeter.
Huh?
Our love will
run deeper.
I won't let you down.
Mali,
I won't mess around like I did before. Pagalit tayo, I hook up with my ex. I won't let you down.
Wait lang, saan ang galing yon? Saan ang galing yung I will hook up with my ex?
Ewan ko. Di ba may mga kilala akong ganun eh.
Oh?
Oo. Pag yung parang like, ah, ganun
ah.
Uh-huh. Minsan, andun pa yung boyfriend mo. Mm-hmm. Tapos, nakikipagsayaw ka na with, nakikipaglandian ka with someone else. Ganun, ganun. Yung
ay,
friend kong yun.
Sayaw.
Ha? Parang lambada.
Oh my God! La 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 la. I cannot. Ang luma na nilalambada.
Nilalambada niya.
May friends na. Anong friend to? From what era? Tanda.
Kami yung lambada.
Kung tayo nagkaroon ng era's tour.
Oh no.
Si Chico yung lambada era for sure.
Meron nga ako El Bimbo era.
It's giving para luman.
Very, very.
Uh-oh.
And coming from, let me see here, Simply Nedge.
Number five.
Yung sobrang cliffhanger nung series. Tapos, nag-expect ka ng next season, sabay canceled. Ang sarap kasuhan ng streaming platform for emotional damage.
Pag ganyan talaga, wini-wish ko na ma-pick up ng ibang network. Kasi it's possible. I remember with Nashville, I was so into that show. And then parang they announced na, wala na, hindi na siya na-pick up. So, canceled. But, parang nagkaroon ng petition yung fans or whatever. Yeah. And a different network picked it up and gave it one final season. Para lang may closure.
Oh.
Alam mo, hindi na siya nag-extend pa after that. But at least it ended. Parang you got your
some sort of
your end
closure.
Oh, oh.
Ako kasi parang like ang uli kong I never watched it TBH but yung on Twitter I saw the outrage
Nashville?
For ano Sense8.
Oh yeah yeah.
Parang di ba parang people
show.
Were super into it. Bigla siyang na-cancel.
Mm.
And apparently parang
ay, long running ba yun?
Hindi naman parang hindi naman. Two seasons yata or something.
Okay, so
parang biglang in the middle pa of the story
everything.
Biglang wala na and people are like no because I guess it ended in a cliffhanger and it's like at the
what
bit, maybe just
ourselves?
Give us two three episodes just to wrap things up and tell us what happened dapat may ganun eh no kahit it won't take that much right just to film an episode or two just to wrap things up na kahit abrupt para lang may closure yung mga fans.
Ang hirap din kasi when it comes to mga TV shows eh. Kasi nga, they never really know whether they're gonna get picked up or canceled. So, how do you end a season? You know what I mean? Without
always hoping.
Yun nga, you're always hoping na there's gonna... So, you always leave a little something na hindi pa... Walang closure.
Yeah.
Diba? Agreed. So, yun lang. Kawawa lang yung fans.
And from Rice Rice Baby.
Number four.
Make that anti-sedulous. Kailangan mong mag-soul searching after mong ma-overhear sa water dispenser area na may jowa na yung crush mo. Well, sana crush that you kind of had a chance? Because they were like, they don't even know who you are. Mm. And then you're so affected when they get into a relationship. It's like, duh.
Yeah.
They don't even know who you are.
But yeah, I think it's going to hurt more kung feeling mo na you had a chance.
If you had a chance.
Kasi parang sana you took that chance. Yeah. Sana you, I don't know.
Kunyari, friend mo siya, tas never mo reveal yung feelings mo.
Mm-hmm.
And you always had that whole, what if in the future, when you're all like old and gray, and then na-mention mo lang sa kanya na, oh, actually, nung bata tayo, crush kita. Tapos bilang, sabi niya sa'yo, actually, ako din, crush din kita. Kung niligawan mo ako nun, baka sinagod kita. It's those moments that you want to avoid.
Naalala ko talaga si Jimmy Fallon and Kate Hudson.
So, no, ano?
No.
Nicole Kidman.
Nicole Kidman.
That is the cutest thing.
Yeah.
And he doesn't even remember.
I know.
You faced it when he heard her say all these things.
I know.
But at the same time, I mean, he's
like, they're both married at the time, diba? So, but it was
so still,
cute.
Right? Hearing that from Nicole Kidman.
The Nicole Kidman.
Right?
And inignore mo. Nilaroan mo ng video game.
Haba ng hair ni Jimmy Fallon.
Diba? Right?
Oh.
And coming from... just a minute. Coming from Rice Rice Baby.
Number three.
Ano yung ano? Alam mo yung ano tawag natin doon? Yung COVID, yung tinutusok yung ilong ng stick.
Swab test.
Swab test. Pero tenga. Ganun yung pakiwala. Parang sinaswap test yung tenga.
Alam mo, balit tayo ng headphones.
Try nyo nga.
Kasi lang nagpipil yung
sa... Ay, and from Franchise Baby. Saka gusto ko may mga pasimpleng galawan. Yung mabiglang nagkakrawl yung kamay dun sa volume.
Instinct! Kasi nga, I can barely hear.
Wala ako nag-give up na ako. Alam mo yung parang, ano... Nasa ilalim ko ng tubig.
I keep hoping na hindi mo mapapansin. Mm. I keep hoping mag-a-adjust yung tenga mo.
Ako naman parang may elepanteng sumisigaw sa tenga ko. Rice Rice Baby says, heartbreak leave reasons. Napilayan ang pambato kong gagamba sa sabong sa kaka. That's spider wrestling in Tagalog. Oh. Buti na lang, marami siyang reserbang paa. May pito pa. May pito pa. Oo, walo naman yun eh.
Did you ever?
Yes.
Did you ever play that?
Yeah.
It's
I'm not scared of spiders. Kasi, well, not the poisonous ones, right. Obviously. Pero yung mga gagambang bahay. Yeah, I can. Tapos yung sasapot. Tapos minsan papatulugin mo. What you do is, you put them... Yeah. You put them to sleep. You put them in your hand.
Parang pala to eh.
You put them in your hand.
Uh-huh.
And your palm. Na medyo cupped.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And then your other cupped hand, you put them like... And then, pag di naman naka-fetal position na sila.
Oh! And then they're asleep. Napatay mo na yung...
No. Buhay yun.
Nahele mo sila.
Tapos, to wake it up, you blow it. And then, maglang makita mo, magsa-stretch na yung legs. So, blow. Blow. Blow.
No, if you're being serious. Or if you're playing with us.
Mga gagam boys out there. Tingnan mo.
I don't know what's going on.
and then
you blow.
Dapat binig.
Ganon, totoo. Yung mga, okay, gagam people, tell us. That is really how you do it. You can put them to sleep.
I've never heard of that before.
Sila.
Oo. Yun. Ano yung tulog-gising.
Ginaganon mo yung mga gagamba mo?
Before, yeah.
Ano effect nun?
Hindi, wala lang. Nakakaaliw eh. You can. Like, on cue, you can put them to sleep.
Really?
Magka-curl na sila, tapos parang wala na.
Oh, wow.
They're just sleeping. Tapos pag hinipan mo na, bilang tapos maglalakad na sila.
Sabi ni Maxim, sila daw pitik-pitik lang.
Ay, ang cruel naman nun. Ito walang physical contact.
Hindi daw nila pinapalo.
Hindi mo pinapalo. Like, nakaano sila?
Nakaumbok yung mga kamay mo.
No, naka... What do you call this? Naka-cup.
Naka-cup.
Yung both hands. And then, nandun sila sa gitna. Tapos, hindi mo siya pinapalo. Hindi mo siya pinapalo. Tapos yun, makakatulog siya.
Baka naman nahilo kaka-pump, sabi ni Juday.
hindi pa naman pinapump. Yung pinapump.
Parang nakakatrauma kaya yun. Imaginin mo kaya ito.
Hindi naman. Kasi after that, parang okay naman siya.
Siguro parang yun yung katumbas na pag may baby kang pinapaburp na
pinatapik-tapik
mo.
Medyo ganun. Medyo ganun. Pero hindi, you don't touch the spider, ha? Like it's your, it's just your, the edges of your hands.
Tas it edged
I guess the whole sensation makes them fall asleep.
Oh,
or,
okay.
I don't know. But that's how we used to do it. But after that, they're fine. Like, kunyari mo na gusto mo silang ibato.
Sa salagubang daw nila ginagawa yan.
Sabi tama,
Elmer.
Salagubang!
So, you lied.
So, may mga tao ngayon na ginagawa nila yun ngayon sa kagagamba.
Salagubang nga! Ba't nagmi-mix up yung memories ko? Salagubang. Salagubang. Pag ginanon mo siya, makakatulog siya. Tama, sa lagubang.
So, paano yung gagamba? Wala.
Aba, ewan ko sa kanila.
To hell with them.
Oo. Adi, hanapan niyo ko
So, sa lagubang.
Sa lagubang.
Okay, thank pag, you, Elmer.
Pag hinipan mo, yun, magigising sila. Oo nga, sa lagubang. Why was I thinking? Kasi naggagagamba rin ako before. Pero, oo nga, na-mix up ko lang. Kasi I also loved sa lagubang.
Yung sa lagubang, yung nasa stick, di ba? Tama ba?
Hindi, that's the gagamba.
Ito? Gagamba yun?
Yung iba, which I don't do because that's so cruel, gagawin nila sa lagubang, tatalian nila yung isang leg kasi it flies eh. So pag lumipad siya, parang siyang kite.
Uh-huh.
Nakatali. I don't do that. I never did that. I've always found that just so cruel. I would just take care of it. Like, I'd literally, tas afterwards, hindi ko siya nilalagay sa bottle or anything. Like, I'd literally play with it pag may puno tas may salagubang. After that, I put it back. And then, you know, let it go its own way.
Sabi ni Jennifer, kanina lang tinatawag mo yung gagamba, peeps, tas ngayon, ewan ko sa kanila. Makagagam boys and gagam girls ka pa kanina. Bigla mo silang kinalimutan.
Well, okay, forget about the gagam boys and gagam girls. Hello to the salag... to the Salagu gang.
Salagu bang gang.
The Salagu bang gang. Oh, girl, wag yun.
Oh, bakit yung mga tropa na nagsasalagu?
Gang. Salagu gang.
Para mas maganda yung salagu bang
hindi,
gang?
Hindi, pangit yun. Salagu gang.
Sige, talay mo.
And from...
Ay, sabi ni John Kevin, yung paghipan, totoo yan sa gagamba.
Oh, kita mo.
Alam mo,
napakabalimbing.
You're such a fraud.
Napakabalimbing.
I don't think you ever even played with them.
Ate na mo, tama naman.
Whatever.
Hindi, ate na mo, kasi nga alam ko eh.
Hindi daw, yung gagamba daw, ano, hinehele, tapos makakatulog.
Hinehele, tulog na, spider ko.
Kala ko, oo ka din eh.
Ano yun, gagam baby? Pipik
mo yung ano.
Oh, parang ito. Gagam baby.
Hindi, pero diba yung, wait lang ah, yung gagamba ba na pinaglalaroan, are they, how big are they?
The small
they,
ones.
The small ones.
The tiny
parang
ones.
Baby gagamba.
Yes.
Okay.
Little tiny ones. And then yun yung merong barbecue stick. You put your gagamba on one end, you put your kalabans gagamba on the
kasi
other
kasi if
end.
It's bigger, mabilis na siya. Diba? Tama ba?
Eh, mabilis din naman yung maliit.
Okay.
And then they will charge to the, ano, to the parang gitna.
Tapos ibahin nila yung
tapos maglalaban sila. Tapos parang yung unang magsasapot, yung bababa na siya. Parang talo na siya, nag-escape na siya. Parang ganun. So you get it again, and then, it's not as cruel as sabong. Kasi yung sabong, diba, to the death.
Oo.
Ito parang, after that, lagay mo na ulit siya sa matchbox.
Sa matchbox.
Tapos doon mo siya tatago.
Sure na.
As one at a time.
Sure,
kasi
sure na tayo dyan.
Sure tayo dyan.
sige.
Sure tayo.
Okay. Alam ko na yung pangalan niya.
Ano?
Salagunggong.
Salagunggang.
Para sa mga gunggang na katulad ni Chico.
Yes. So apparently, I was into both. Salagubang and gagamba.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Nice to know.
I'm an insect. I'm a bug guy.
Oh, what? Bug guy?
ako, mahilig ako sa bugs. Yeah, believe it or not.
Really?
Like, yeah. I mean, no. I mean, like, hello, obviously not ipis. Pero like,
no one was gonna assume.
Mahilig ka sa ipis?
Wala namang mag-assume.
Hindi, pero...
Hindi, pero iba kasi walang problema sa ipis eh.
Really? Yeah. Meron? Sino?
No, yeah. I remember, I forgot which one. May pamangkin ako. Pag merong ipis, gaganunin niya ng kamay.
Oh my God.
Big ones?
Yeah. Mm. And just, you know, wipe the hand after. Yung di sila takot. Yes. Mm. Pero yeah, not to the point na pet.
Tulog.
Meet my pet ipis.
Napaka-random.
Diba? And from, let me see here. Mike Ferrer.
Number two.
I confess to my friend na matagal ko na siyang crush sa Messenger. After 3 hours of waiting na matapos yung blank is typing, di na ulit ako makachat sa kanya.
Binlock?
Binlock na siya. Oh, that's heartbreaking. Kasi it's like,
ano yung tinaype?
I just said, hindi, di ba pag yung siguro nag-iisip ng i-re-respond. Tapos nakalagay is typing. Mm-hmm. Pero like, oh, forget it. Just block. Gets. Yung siguro, ayaw naman niyang paasahin, pero ayaw naman niyang, sometimes it's not necessarily bad. It's more like, I don't know what to tell
you.
Like, if I try to be friendly, baka, I don't want you falling in love with me. So, but I don't also want to be direct na, I'm sorry, I'm not into you that way. So what you do, because you just want to run, block.
Even please if don't do galing, that.
Don't do that though.
Kasi kawawa the other person.
Super. You even though wala naman ikaw ginawa para paasahin sila, just to be a human being.
Yeah.
To fall in love is something that is very natural to us. And we don't always fall in love with people who will fall in love back.
Yeah.
So just be nice.
Yeah.
But there's a nice way naman of saying it. Na parang, oh, you know what? Parang, thank you for being honest with me. But, you know, I only see as a friend. You know, that's still a very nice way to do it.
This is an interesting topic because I know Sarah's not very nice when someone professes their love for her and she's not interested.
Not interested?
I wouldn't go... I don't know. Would I block someone?
No naman.
Nag-isip pa siya.
She just wouldn't respond.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't reply though. Yeah. But I was gonna say, I think it has a lot to do with your maturity as well.
Yeah.
So, in that department, I wasn't very mature.
Yeah.
I really didn't know how to handle that.
Yeah.
So, when it would happen in the past, I would run away.
Yeah.
I would kind of cut the friendship. Which is not a good thing. Pero yun din, I can't say then that I would have... Maybe I... Yeah, just tell them at least.
Yeah.
But it's hard to be friends.
It is.
It's hard to still be friends though.
I mean, you can tell them, pero parang baka nga hindi na kayo friends after.
Weird eh.
Because it's kind of...
May ano na yun. May
tricky.
Something na.
It gets so awkward and parang you feel like such a bad person.
But it only gets awkward...
If you make it awkward.
If you make it awkward. Kung ikaw yung object of affection. Mm. So I feel like as the object of affection, it's your responsibility to not make it awkward. Ako, that's how I deal with it normally. Yeah. Yung parang, if I know that someone's into me but I'm not into them, I actually... I'm quite the opposite. I become nicer to them because I kind of feel bad, you know what I mean? And I appreciate, you know, whatever, that they have feelings or whatever. Pero yun nga, I appreciate the gifts, yung mga ganon. So, para ma-encourage sila na ipagpatuloy.
That's one of the reasons why.
Yung pala yun.
I knew that was coming.
Hindi. Pero yun, I'd be extra nice. Kasi nga yung parang, I want to be careful with their hearts. Yung parang alam ko kasi na totoo. Not to be...
Thank you, Sia Marichan.
Hindi totoo ah. Kasi parang feeling ko
wala na ako marinig.
No, it is something when somebody, you know, looks at you that way. Kasi put yourself in their shoes.
Yeah.
Na pag ikaw naman yung may gusto, tapos kunyari hindi ka gusto ng gusto mo, how would you want them to treat you? So that's just how I always look at it.
And like we said, there's an art to it.
Yeah.
You know, you can always say like, thank you for the honesty. Thank you for thinking that I need to know this. Yeah. And get lost, loser.
Get away from me!
Joke.
Nasabi mo na yun, no?
Oh, hindi, oh. Hindi, never.
How would you deal with it?
I'm like, I super understand.
I know, right?
Join the club.
Get in line.
I'll introduce you to the others.
But I get it. I get it. Who wouldn't?
Yung may mga
that's one way to turn them away.
Hindi, yan yung mga linyahan niya doon sa mga girls na listeners niya dati na nai-love kay DJ Chico. Kasi diba dati yung DJ Chico, iba yung ano eh, iba yung atake sa on-air niya eh.
So pag dati, pag merong nag-profess ng love sa akin na, na girl, you know, I would say like, oh, hi, hi, can I introduce myself to you? Hi, dog, I'm wrong tree. Hello, dog. I'm wrong tree.
Stop barking.
Yeah, so, medyo ganon, medyo ganon. And usually naman they get it.
Sana, no?
They get it.
Pero grabe talaga, that, ano, your lady killer era na talagang madami. There was like a, were you one of them?
I used to get those about you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Akala ko ikaw na.
Oh, I only see you. Hey, salo mo na ulit yung hindi tayo sa.
Kabahan ka na.
Ang tunay na beat is si
but I get it. I get it. I don't blame you. Who wouldn't? Yeah, so.
Oh, God.
So, ano na, lalawakan ko na lang yung pang-uunawa. And the top.
And the top entry, number one.
Comes from Croy Parel.
Croy Parel says,
true story, my ex wanted to break up with me via chat. But I always do breakups in person. So nag-leave ako, nag-book ng flight, nagpaalam sa boss ko, and the very next day, I was in the Philippines. I tried to fix it, but it was over, and I flew back. The end.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a weird. I don't know if I could break up via message or text. That's a weird
thing. It depends
thing
on the relationship, I guess.
Kung mga high school baka pwede pa. Pero yung like a legit relationship, like
yeah, years.
Like inisip nyo na this could be it.
Mm-hmm.
Parang at the very least face to face, not even a phone call.
Yeah.
Kahit yung kanya nag-uusap naman kayo in real time, parang no. We have to do this in person. Whether I'm the one being broken up with or whether I'm the one breaking up with the person, we have to do it face to face.
I've only ever had one in-person breakup.
What?
And it was, him breaking up with me. Ooh. But my previous breakups na ako yung nakipag-break, I could never do it face to face.
Oh, I cannot. That's horrible.
I would just do it via text or like
email.
A phone call. Like I could,
well, phone call is the next best thing. Kasi yung mga, at least real time.
But also,
message is so like the task.
Because those relationships naman weren't
emoji, no?
They weren't like real relationships. Well, to me at least at the time. Tapos parang for me lang, yung parang, yung usual, yung breakups na yun, yung parang very impulse. Yung parang, kasi nabwisit ako.
Oh, gets.
Ganon. And I'm like, it's over. Ganon. So, text mo na lang. Kasi out of anger na rin. Ganyan. But yeah.
Okay.
Have you ever like actually had a breakup na kayo yung nag-initiate na we need to talk? Tapos biglang
all.
Ikaw lagi.
Oh.
Wow.
And
all. Ayun, ganun nga.
Ganun ka, we need to talk muna.
No, naman. Yeah. Or sometimes pag magkasama na kami, then I bring it up. I don't do the one.
How?
Hindi, but like yun nga, yung, oh, dinner tayo. Tapos
sige. Kunya, gusto ko lang malaman. Like, paano? San, kasi kung
do you
limo,
eat first or is it after eating?
Hindi, yung one for the road
hindi,
after
ano,
breakup.
Eat, tapos break up, tapos eat. Tapos dessert.
Kasi bad trip yun, di ba?
Hindi, pero kasi from
matipid ka.
From depends. Your, ano, from the way you put it, parang inano mo sila, binlineside mo sila eh. Kasi hindi mo naman sinabi na parang we need to talk. Yung parang normal lang na, let's have dinner. So, kung ako yung ibe-break mo, I would go into it not thinking na magbe-break tayo.
Ewan ko, for me, it's still better than...
So, how do you like even get there?
Is it like in the middle of a meal, all of a sudden you're like, so you know this thing that we have, right? This thing.
So this steak isn't that great, just like us.
Pwede. Or hindi naman, like mas smooth. Like kunyari parang like, anong kukunin mo? Ah, spaghetti. Sige, ako steak. Break na tayo.
Sabi ko sa'yo, wala tayong anything in common. Ganun,
ganun lang?
Kita mo, parang, kitam?
Kasi mas malamang, we're already deep in conversation. And then I'll just bring it up.
No, but what if this person has no idea na you...
Well, it is true. Two of them, I think, did not have... No, I think all three.
Had no idea mo to. Yeah. Na things were going sour in their relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So, how did that go?
Tapos inayaw silang kumain, tapos habang kumakain silang...
Hindi naman, pero like, I don't know if we went out. Pero it was in person. Mm-hmm. All of them were in person.
Did they take it
well?
Well?
One did not.
Paano yung did not? Anong ginawa? Nag-walk out, nagwala?
Oh, hindi. Oh, like,
nagbasag
hindi.
Ng mga bote.
Siyempre parang like, no, maybe we can...
Work
maybe
things
we
out.
Can work things out. And then I... Yeah. I told...
The person?
Her what the reason was. And she was like, I can live with that. So, sabi ko, I can't.
Tapos sabi niya,
ito si Sagasa.
Mm-mm.
Ay, hindi ko alam yun.
Mamaya.
But there you go, there you go, there you go. Oh, okay, there you go. The top 10 heartbreak leave reason. When we come back, we will be on Facebook Live.
Yes, we will. And I don't know how this ear thing is
going to right?
resolve itself.
Can we find a way?
Absolutely.
Only on The Monster. Good morning.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. What's going to happen?
We're going to say hello first to some people locked in. Let's say good morning to these texters. Hi, good morning to John Paolo Valdez. Hello to, speaking of Salagubang, he says, whenever I hear that word, I remember the nursery rhyme, folk song, sit-sirit-sit alibang-bang oh, yeah. that I hear nung bata pa ako. Kasabay niya yung tong-tong-tong, pakitong-kitong, at langit-lupa, impyerno. Ba't mo naman i-level yung langit-lupa?
Oh, iba naman yung game naman yun.
Hello to Kitty Kuting, and Kitty Kuting says, hulaan ko yung DJ crush ni Chico.
Walang hulaan.
Never mind.
Where?
Yon Tefian also, kasi yung hulaan ni Kitty Kuting, si Gino.
Ano ba? Color.
Sibling.
No. Yon sibling. I will literal tell sibling. You now. Sibling levels.
Hello to my friend Rye.
Hi, Rye.
Hello, Rye.
Hello, Rye. Hi to Coco Hernandez. And does Chico bug you? Sabi niya ganyan.
Huh?
Yung crush niya talaga si... Ano ba yung mga akusasyon niyo? Ako na yung, magpo-protesta for Chico.
Sino daw?
Wala, wag mo nang babasahin. Kasi pakonti ng pakonti.
Oo nga, pag dininay.
Baka palapit na tayo ng palapit dun sa actual. Baka madali na nila, di ba? Yung hula ni Coco, bestie mo to from like...
Ano ba?
Hello to Adventure. Kami nila...
Tama na! Padami na lang.
Isa-isahin na natin.
Ay, konti na lang matitira eh.
Kami nilalagyan namin yung both likod ng salagubang ng bubblegum. Tapos ay, parang yun na yung sabong nila. Bad yun! That's awful! Yon Tifian says, good morning. Nice surprise. Hi, Sarah. Will we have Sarah? Well, Lola Marquez. Talagang Lola... Si Lola Sarah, andito siya today. Di ba? Kasi wala si Lola Marky. Parang lahat tayo naging Lola today sa mga
know,
pinag-uusapan
right?
Even off the air. Hello to Elmer Velasco. Bakit na may nadadamay na dating student jock sa mga hula?
Ay, stop.
Ay, kilala ko yun.
Stop.
Multiple. Hello to JM.
Si Cool Beans.
shut up. Oh my God, huli-huli ka na. Hello to JM. Sabi niya, been struggling the past few weeks now because of a decision that I have to do that. Hazel and Chico, do you have any tips you can share na your approach when making big decisions in your life? Well, of course, you have to think it through. Ako lang nga, personally, I will give it a lot of thought. But once I make a decision, I don't second guess myself. Whatever happens, because I made that decision and I consciously, like, just completely forget about the other option. Yung hindi ko na iisipin na ako dapat, hindi ko ganito dapat. Walang ganon. Just take it from there.
That was my advice. Parang, you have to commit.
Mm-mm.
I mean, commit to it. Like, whatever decision you make, usually naman in life, wala namang tama mali. Minsan yung mali will lead you to something better.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Minsan it doesn't. Yeah. So, gets? Yung parang, there's literally no right or wrong. So, you make a decision, the one that you feel, at this moment, this is the best decision for me, and then commit to it.
So
and
whatever,
then don't look back.
Whatever choice you make is the right choice.
That's
for
it.
You.
Yeah. At saka very, ano, very Tim Gunn. Make it work.
Yeah.
Like, just make it work. Like, even if it turns out that it's not what you expected, yeah. maybe it's not as big a success as you thought, make it work.
I think that's the key.
Make it work.
To all decisions you make in your life. Yeah. Just don't second guess yourself.
Yeah.
Sana sumali ka sa Facebook Live, eh, no?
Ay!
Kanina ko pa rin hinihintay.
Make it work!
Sana make it work on Facebook Live. Also, saying good morning to Cyril. Hi to Maxim. Good morning to Butter Baby. In-expose my secrets. Yeah. Hello to Tino and Mateo. We have Mitch. Natawang-tawa daw siya. Napapaluha siya sa tawa. Huwag ka na ba umiyak, Mitch? Okay lang yan. Hello to Renz. And, good morning, favorite rusher.
Oh, good morning. Good morning.
Ay, but hello, Sarah. Kala ko gin-meet mo ko. Tapos, hindi mo pala ako kasali.
Siya, lagi mo siya nakikita.
Bayan. Ano raw? Umay na raw.
Oh.
Ah, ganon? Parang others. Ikaw. Baka ikaw.
Umay.
Wow, sabunot.
Speak for yourself.
Umay. Umay daw. Umay. Oh, kaya, hello, Sarah. Sabi mo.
Good morning.
Okay. Ibago ba akong kariban?
Nagluto ka daw.
Oo.
Oo, ang sarap. Oh. Sobra.
Mm-mm.
Binagoongan for the win.
I know, right?
I can eat that every day.
Which?
Yung binagoongan. Yeah. Yeah,
parang special occasions na lang.
Oh, yeah. Yung pwedeng every day.
Hindi pwedeng every day. Special occasions.
Oh, sige, oo. Pero hindi, ang sarap talaga kasi.
Oo nga, no? Parang so ako lang yung... Magsusot akong blazer, tek.
Na, parang underdress, ganon.
Work from home.
Oh!
Nakakala niyo. Oh! Nakakala
niyo. Proud siya eh.
Oh!
May tala rin ako.
Kala niyo ah.
Ay, hindi daw sa'yo yan.
Hindi nga.
Yun na nasa comment. Akin yan.
Ay. Sabi ni Eli, kayo lang ba?
I guess. Ano ba ito?
Competitive na show.
And hello to Carissa as well. Hi. Very working girl ang atake ng blazer, sabi niya.
I know, right?
Oo, ganito. Ako naman yung naka-blazer, naka-denim jacket.
Oh, ay, wow. Jacket.
Ikaw.
Ikaw parang ikaw yung mid.
Alam ko
middle
kung saan binili yan.
Hindi, kasi parang si Sarah blazer, ako denim jacket. Working ikaw yung girl. Parang ikaw yung gitna.
Uh-uh.
Diba? Parang,
casual.
Oo.
Inis.
Mga tawanan mo yan.
Mawawis na ako.
Ay,
doon na mo, hiram din pala yung sayo.
Ano to?
Oo, sayo to.
Oh my God!
Ang yayabang nyo, hiram din pala yung suit
niya. O, ako akin to ah. Wala ko hiniraman.
Bakit? Damit lang po.
Grabe, crop na denim jacket. Gano'n.
Kami bigla may mag-message. Akin niya. Hindi yung jacket.
Ako?
up.
Bala kayo. Anyway, ano ba?
Pahiram ng jacket.
Bigyan ng jacket yan.
Bigyan nyo nga ng jacket itong makasama ko. Huwag nangaagaw ng jacket ng may jacket eh. Pero alam mo, there's something na nakakamiss sa ganyan. When you're in a relationship.
Yeah.
Or when you know, when you have a significant other. Yung ganon, yung parang
hiraman.
Pag giniginaw ka.
Ay, oo. Yung, alam mo, one time, nasa ano kami, sa cabin kami in Tagaytay. Mm-hmm. Tapos pagising ko, so kinuha ko yung oversized long sleeves polo. Yun lang yung suot ko. Tapos meron akong
may mug.
Big mug of coffee. Tapos nakaupo ako sa windowsill.
Tapos yung hair mo nakaklamp.
Nakaklamp.
Tapos naka-socks ka na fuzzy.
Yes. Mm. Tapos parang yung... Yeah, tapos yun, nakatingin ako, tapos yung fog.
Wow. Sige, tama lang fantasy.
Okay.
We said...
Okay. May snow, ano?
May snow! Mm-hmm. Oh, sa Tagaytay. And...
Ay, nako. Anyway.
Anyway.
Ang init ka pa di ako tuloy. Ba't ko kasi pinahinaan yung aircon?
Ate Reg. Hindi ko pinahinaan.
Ate Reg. Anyway.
Okay.
Okay na yung volume natin. No? Yes. Sana kanika pa natin ginawa yun.
Okay na. Oh, diba?
Okay. Mm-mm. Okay.
So here we go. Let's thank Mike Frere for the topic, Heartbreak Leave Reasons. Let's start off with Chichi Chronicles.
Teka lang.
Number 10.
True story. I did not go to work when Serena lost to Osaka.
Oh. Ay nako. Ang dami kong ganyan. That was one of my most heartbreaking tennis matches that I watched. But also, when Serena lost to Vinci at the US Open, and she could have had like a calendar slam.
Okay.
Kasi it was the last, diba?
Yeah.
So nanalo na siya ng Australian Open, French Open, Wimbledon. She was like the favorite to win the US Open as well.
Yeah.
So, di ba napaka-rare ng calendar slam? Mm. Yung all four slams in one year.
Yeah.
She lost the semifinals to an underdog. Like, a complete underdog. Oh, that was so heartbreaking.
Yeah.
For all the Serena fans. And of course, yung Wimbledon ni Roger na may match point siya pero natal siya. Ni Momak Momokish.
Okay.
Yun yung name niya dito.
Okay.
Kasi dati, he must not be named. Pero parang, sabi ko, kasi retired na naman si Roger. Yeah. So, medyo nagsasoften na ako kay ano. So, now we can call him Momak Momovich.
From Rice Rice Babies.
Number nine.
Last year, April, nagtapos na daw kasi ang paborito kong radio show. Ayaw ko sana maniwala. Kaso, na-news pa siya eh.
The prank. The April Fool's Day prank.
Actually,
pero kasi we didn't do it on April Fool's Day.
We did not.
And that's why people were mad. Some people were mad. Kasi nga parang...
Some?
They thought it was so real. Kasi nga, we announced it daw.
Tsaka ang galing kasi namin umarte.
Two days. Parang March 30?
Before.
Not super before. Pero like
pero
like
may mga pre-prod na kami. Uh-huh. Oo. Pero of course, si Chico walang kwenta. Parang siya yung pinaka-hindi believable. Oo. So... Sabi ni Martin, galit lahat nung sum. But yes. And diba ang saya nung prank lang pala?
Oo. Diba? Yung just when you thought. Exactly. Tapos biglang, yay, it's a prank. Ganon.
Mm-hmm.
Not quite like that, pero something like that. And from Fitz Villafuerte.
Number eight.
Nag-break bigla yung friends mo na matagal na mag-jowa, eh sila yung lodi at relationship goals mo. Mm. Kaya kailangan mong i-process yung grief at fear na baka nga walang forever. It's so weird, no? Minsan hindi mo naman relationship.
Mm-hmm.
But you're so invested in somebody else's relationship.
It shakes you to the core.
At saka parang dun naka, since you don't have your own to base it on, dun nakapako yung belief mo in love. Na, tinan mo sila blank. You know, they've survived. So, nung nawala yon parang, what happened?
Feeling ko, even if you're in a relationship, pero parang these people serve as inspirations.
Parang may goals ka pa rin.
Oo, parang,
that's true
kasi siguro they're ahead. So yung mga milestones nila, yun yung goals mo din. And then suddenly, you know, it doesn't work out. And you question.
And then, diba, sometimes something as simple as, like, your parents. If they stay together
usually,
for all these years, parang... You're still game.
Wait lang yung comment. Hindi ko na kaya.
Oh.
Ano?
What?
Hazel, if...
ano? Wait.
Pwede ba basahin?
Hindi mo nakita.
Wait.
Ito. Alam mo, masasabi ko lang, iba yung feeling kapag syempre parang may throuple goals ka, diba?
Ay, oo.
May hidden agenda.
Ay, hindi, kasama ka dun.
Hiwalay.
Kasama ka rin doon.
Walang magpapansinan.
Ganun ba yun?
Whether you like it or
so,
not.
So, tinanggap mo na yung throuple.
Hindi rin.
Is this, is this your declaration?
It's
are you making it a fish today?
First day.
Sabi nga nila, hypo...
Thermia?
Tessica. Parang si ano, it's so adorable.
Ano?
Did you see the plug ni ano ni Niall Horan? Di ba may concert siya dito? Yung parang, ang cute-cute niya sabihin yung 13th. Sabi niya, 13th. He says it 13th. Paulit-ulit ko pinapanood. Ang cute-cute. Nakakatawa. Oo.
On the 13th.
Parang ano ba, April ba? Or May? Kanyari May. May 13th. Ganun talaga. Ang nakakatawa.
Pero alam mo talaga, it's
the Irish accent.
Grabe yung, ano, grabe yung cuteness meter na, pag-akyat ng cuteness meter ni Niall Horan.
Ni Niall, no?
Post One
Seryoso.
Direction.
Seryoso.
Like, during the One Direction era, he was my least, well, sila ni Louis yung least attractive for me personally. Mm-hmm. Pero like, when they went solo, ay, parang umakit si Niall sa ranking ko.
And the talent kasi. Kasi soloist na siya.
No, and I think it's the hair. When the he dyed hair, his hair dark, ay, grabe.
And some people lang just look better as they age.
I Totoo. Think so. Liam Payne, what did you do to your face? Kasi Liam was my favorite.
Oh, before.
But now you look so different.
Ano yung pinagawa niya sa John?
Parang nagbaan na siya.
So weird. Oh, patagdag
yung
weird. Ng
pangas. Mas bagay siya na baby face.
Yeah.
Well, for me.
Nagmukha siyang parang caricature ng superhero.
Yung
big square jaw.
Ako na.
And Niall is just so
parang
lovable.
Parang Niall na lang ako.
Sobrang lovable. Hanapin nyo, hanapin ko ha, papanood ko sa inyo. Cute-cute nung May 13th.
13th?
Oo.
Tapos paulit-ulit.
Sobrang sweet.
Okay.
And from Poik.
Number 7.
When my boss takes work toxicity to a whole new level, I take a leave. It's better than resigning. Yung parang, I can't afford to resign. Ang toxic mo. So let me just take a break. Just a few days away from you. I'll be fine. Yeah, that's a smart way of doing it. Kasi sometimes when you lead with a heart, pag nabwisit ka, parang, I quit! Tapos bilang magsisisi ka. Parang, why did I quit? I can't afford to quit.
Yung mga ganyang decision, hindi dapat bigla-bigla.
Huwag padalos.
Think about it.
Daloy, dalos.
Daloy.
Padaloy. Ay, oo nga, no?
Oh,
padalos, dalos. So. And from Simply Nedge.
Number 6.
Heartbreak leave reasons. Hindi ko na napapanood si Crush habang natutulog siya. May TRO na eh.
Okay, Edward Cullen.
Okay. Ano daw eh? Ano yun? Breaking and entering?
May ano siya? May si
Robert Pattinson sa
may
ano?
May secret tunnel.
From Tampupu.
Number 5.
Ay, may kilala akong ganito. Heartbreak leave reasons. Hindi ko na mahanap yung favorite short film ko sa suki kong website. Sinubukan ko na lahat ng keywords. Wala pa rin.
Alam mo, nakaka-frustrate. Di ko alam ba't may mga tinitakedown kasi sila. Yung parang, eh bakit ba?
Hindi nila kasi pag may-ari yun.
Hindi. Hindi, minsan parang amateur. So you would think sa kanilang video.
Hindi, ano yun eh. Amateur.
Nakakainis. Mm. Tapos. Itong video in particular, meron akong something came to mind nung binasa mo yung entry. Nahanap ko ulit yung video. Nag-appear siya. Like, parang kumbaga sa, let's say sa FYP. Nag-appear siya. Pero, ito yung hindi na may-ari ng video. Kasi the video that this person uploaded, parang vinidyo niya yung video. Because wala yung sound ng actual video.
Yeah.
Like, you could hear it, pero faintly. Mm-hmm. Alam mong parang may ibang,
may
ambient noise. Oo, kasi nga, nire-record niya lang. So, parang may nag-re-upload lang yun. So, parang, nasa na yung original yun. Tapos, mas maiksi na yung nakapost na.
Kami reklamo.
Hindi kasi alam mo yun. Sa tuloy after that, I learned my lesson. Natutunan ko nang gamitin yung favorite option. So, na-feel like a video, fin-favorite ko na siya. Para at least I can easily just check them out. You know, when I'm in the mood to watch something, then I know where to go.
Remind me never to borrow your phone. And coming from Adventure.
Number four.
Heartbreak leave reasons. Ayaw na daw niya sa akin. Nakipag-break siya sa akin dahil ang basa ko sa boutique ay boutique.
But it's like a whole tongue twister in Tagalog. Butika, butiki. Bitoka.
Oh. Hindi, ito nga, buti yun. Puro Tagalog eh. Ito, boutique.
Pero butiki.
Butiki ang basa niya.
Butike. Sabagay,
butike. Butike.
Baka naman ano.
Pwede, pwede.
Butike.
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 Butike Veneta.
No. No.
From Hody H.
Number three.
True story. Yesterday, I finally got the courage to watch Grave of Fireflies. It wrecked me, as expected. So I thought, let me watch something light or fun. So I checked out the latest X-Men 97 episode, and boy, was that the wrong decision.
Oh my gosh, I still haven't
heartbreak
seen past episode 2. Ulit.
Yeah. And from Croy Parel.
Number two.
And since I got dumped, pagdating ko sa work, book agad ng Maldives, 3 days, 2 nights.
Wow.
Paalam ulit sa mga amo ng isang araw na leave, kadikit ng off, nakatingin lang sa dagat for 3 days. So, parang ang sayang ng 3 days, 2 nights.
Diba, yun yung pinag-uusapan natin na we can't do that.
You can't do 3 days.
Sayang.
It's not just that it's expensive, it's very difficult to get there, right?
Yeah.
So, wait,
parang, how long?
Parang may hangover
ka pa from the travel.
Mm-mm. Kasi malamang yan, yung 3 days, 2 nights mo is actually 4 days, 3 nights. Kasi yung landing mo sa capital ng Maldives will be in the evening. So you have to book like a motel. Yung mga murahin lang na just to spend overnight.
Uh-huh.
And then mga 5 a.m. you fly to the resort.
Oh.
So full day yung first day mo. Full day yung second day mo. And then yun na. Your last day. Technically, your fourth day, you fly back home. But that's too short. Dapat ano, minimum for me, I'd say 5 days. To get the full experience.
Right.
Kahit once lang. Kunyari yun na tight budget.
Ideally, a week, siguro.
Kahit once in your life, you really have to try it. I mean, I understand people might be like, not everyone has the budget to do that. I understand. But just once.
Pero kasi if you're going to spend for something like that, might as well get the most.
Exactly.
Diba? You don't,
kasi I know
you
people
wouldn't be going back.
Who are like, mag-Europe na lang ako for that price. I get it, but
depends.
It's one of those places where I feel like
you have to
experience it once. Okay, once. And the top.
And the top entry, number one.
Heartbreak leave reasons comes from Queen of Deadma.
Queen of Deadma says,
kasi hindi inapprove ni boss yung 5-day VL ko. Nag-heartbreak leave ako ng 5 days kasi hindi na-approve yung VL ko. Ang smart, ha? I'm heartbroken. No, I need to leave. Ang galing. Oo
na,
nga naman. Naisahan
mo sila dun. Ha?
Kung merong heartbreak leave.
Yeah.
I mean,
meron.
You can. Na parang like, you know what?
I'm not gonna go on vacation. I'm just gonna try and heal my heart.
It's your fault.
I'll be 5 days of sadness.
Magbe-baby Chico mode.
I miss baby Chico. Not really. No.
Mami Chico.
Medyo miss ko naman. Sige na nga.
Bakit mo mga mami na Chico?
The quiver. The lip quiver.
Humahaba talaga yung baba mo.
Humahaba talaga.
Tapos yung kilay yun, sobrang nagsasalat. Oh,
parang nag-aano talaga yun. So there you go. We'll be back. We'll play
one final batch,
but we'll stay on Facebook Live.
So if you're not there yet, that's facebook.com/rx931, Twitch and YouTube, The Monster.
TMR Top 10, The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1, final top 10 for today. So let's do some final greets.
Good morning to our friends locked in. Everybody in the comment section on Facebook Live. Thank you so much, you guys, for enjoying the show. Hello to Gigi, and also good morning to JP. hi to Tim, Patrick, Mario, Elmer, Velasco, Butterbaby, everybody in the comment section. Jabel is also locked in. Hello.
Aaron Beck, Jay?
Jay?
Hello to Kara, he says.
Hello.
Okay, and hi to Martin as well. Good morning.
Good morning. All right, so final batch, number list, thanking Mike Ferrer for the topic, heartbreak leave reasons. Rice Rice Baby says, flight ni Jowa today. 4 years lang naman ang work contract niya. I can't imagine.
LDR.
I can't either. The thing would be, for me pa ganyan, either you don't take it, mm-hmm. or sasama ako.
Correct.
Because it's hard. It's hard. So we have to make that decision. Unless, ano ha, don't get me wrong, like obviously pag push comes to shove and you don't have any choice, of course I'll do it. Pero yung kunyari, let's just say, ideally,
may option
ka. Either you don't take it or sasama ako to where ka madidestino. Parang ganun.
Ay, hindi mo ba alam yung alias ni Chico?
No.
Alias Backpack.
Kala ko
ganun siya kakling.
Well,
para siyang backpack.
Para kang may backpack.
Whale, ganun.
And from Rice Rice Baby, I still remember. Nung na-amnesia si Dao Ming Sir sa Meteor Garden, awang-awa ako kay Sanchay. Apektadong-apektado ako noon. Kahit wala pa naman akong personal love experience.
Wait, do I remember? Tapos na in love siya kay Lesha? Yesha? Yesha?
Kesha?
Yesha!
Lesha?
Yesha?
Hindi!
Yesha!
Hindi!
Sige, ano? Ano? Anong name?
Yesha? Yeah. Hindi siya!
Yesha! Oh, sabi ni Butter Baby, si ano, Dao Ming Sin. Ah, I love siya kay Yesha.
Ay, hindi ko maalala.
Oh my God, naalala ko pa.
Huh?
How? Oh, tama din, sabi ni Maxine. Oh, Yesha yun. Yung Yesha. Short hair. Oh. Tapos parang mayaman din siya or something, if I remember correctly. Hmm. Did you ever watch?
I never watched.
Oh my gosh.
I'm pretty sure if I watch it now, I'd love it. Kasi, di ba,
I discovered the
joy of K-drama.
It's just
so
that
I'm sure.
It's harder to watch the older ones now that you've been spoiled.
But you know what? Believe it or not, I thought that would be my experience. But when I watched, well, relatively newer naman yun, yung Coffee Prince.
Yes!
I loved every minute of it. One of my all-time.
Full House.
One of my all-time favorites. And you can see that it's old.
Yeah.
But I don't mind. Because
the story is really good and the acting's good too.
I want to try Full House too.
Yeah, try Full House. That's my number classic. One.
Ay talaga.
One of. That's
you know
what
why?
Got me into it.
It's so weird because Full House is a K-drama, diba?
Yes.
But it was based on a parang manga.
Mm.
In my all-time favorite K-drama, that played a part in the story. Kasi yung lead character, sobrang addicted dun sa, yun nga, yung manga.
So, manhwa.
Yun ba yun?
Ano? In the Korean
what
version.
What do they call it?
Manhwa?
O yun, parang ganun. So like, yung guy nag-work dun sa hiraman ng manhwa. Basta ganun. Kaya sabi ko, parang interesting tong Full House na.
Wait, what's your favorite one?
Yung kay ano?
21, 25. Yeah? Oh!
Yun, my all-time favorite.
Hazel, what would you like to add to this conversation?
Ano, top na.
And the top.
I love that one too.
Ano na lang, physical 100 na lang.
Ay, pwede rin.
Yun na lang. Kasi yun yung ano namin. Yun lang yung inano namin ni Marky. Pinapanood namin.
Nandun si Kim Bokju, kuya.
Sino yun?
Ha? The kuya in Weightlifting Fairy.
Nasa physical 100
siya? Lee Jun, something. I'll show you his picture.
Siesha.
I'll show you his abs.
Siesha. The Super James says, naka-leave daw kasi si favorite barista from your favorite coffee shop. And you wouldn't take any coffee prepared by anyone other than them.
I never ako nagkaroon ng relationship na gano'n with a barista. Yung parang alam niya na, yung parang when I walk
yung
in.
Yung parang the usual
na. Hi, Hazel. Yung gano'n. Wala. Kasi delivery. Hindi ako bihira kung pumunta dun sa.
Ako, I had so many friends na baristas na parang naging
friends? Oh! That's so cool.
All over here. All over Ortigas. Yeah.
Oo. Kasi so siya yung, ano dati, siya yung killing time before.
Mm-mm. Oh, that's...
I'd hang out.
Maaga ka pala pumasok even before?
Nung nag-daily survey na ako, umaga na ako. After that, I learned to come in earlier.
Hindi mo inahawaan si Hazel?
Alam mo, nahahawaan ko siya mga 2 days. Tapos, dating ko eh.
So, ang yabang sa 2 days na
yun. Totoo yun. As in, kung meron lang, ano nun.
Kulang na lang merong ano.
Kung may stories lang.
Alam mo, may mga trumpets pa na. On time na tala.
No, I'm early today. 2 day streak, 2 for 2.
Yung pagbukas, well. Where is the lie? Oh my God! Where is
ganun,
the
lie? Ganun,
diba? Ay, parang good morning!
Oh, oh, diba, no?
Oh my God! Oh my that gosh. Is... The, oh my gosh. That shiz just got so real.
And from self-proclaimed gorgeous... Oh, this is heartbreaking. For the, ito, nangyari to talaga sa ibang tao. Ha? Yung bumili ka na ng plane ticket to Singapore for the Eras Tour. Tapos pagdating mo dun, nalaman mo yung binilhan mong... ticket online scam.
Oh no, ang daming na scam.
Worth
oh,
90k.
90k?
Yeah.
But that's not it. It's the plane ticket, it's the hotel, it's the outfits plus the
heartbreak of not actually of getting not to actually see the getting show. See.
Yung ang alam mo manonood ka tapos hindi pala.
Oh, ayun ako, hindi ko kaya. Parang
I'd rather not.
It would take so long for me to get over that.
Totoo. And from Herschel's true story, when my boyfriend and I broke up 2019, I was plagued with questions as to why. But the heartbreak, well, brought me back to God. And later on, God gave him back to me again.
I love stories like that.
Yeah. Yung mga parang nanumbalik.
Parang,
it's beautiful.
Very taas.
Kasi parang, what's
Jowa
meant?
Jowa mo, boomerang.
Careful.
Eh. Oh, iba yung maisip.
Ano daw, ano
daw. Hindi yan,
hindi.
Kumakanta din ang God gave me you dito.
Oh, alam, ang sinasabi ko lang kasi, parang,
yes,
what's meant for you will be yours.
Wow.
It may take time.
Ooh. Pagdating ng panahon,
baka ikaw niyat ako.
Tinuloy talaga.
Shout
out to Ice. Ang sarap niyong pag-untugin.
Eh kasi diba, totoo naman yun. Mm-hmm. Hindi laging nangyayari yan. But, diba?
Kasama yun sa
pag
repertoire.
Pag twin flames namin. Kayo, twin flame. Ganun.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You will find your way
ano yung tinawag mo kanina? Dog heart? Ano yung heart dog?
Heart dog!
Heart dog!
Ang heart dog kayo.
Eh, hindi kanya hot dog.
Ang labo mo kausap eh.
So attached
ka.
Na-attach na ako eh.
Grabe.
From Adventure, heartbreak leave reasons. Meron talagang point sa buhay ng mga tao pag inatake ka ng midlife crisis and you just wanna like get away from it all. And hindi na yan ano lang ha. Di ba meron ng quarter life crisis? They say people in their like, mid-20s
yeah.
kind of need to like take a break.
Yeah. Medyo, talagang
gabi na yung
normal
buhay
na yan.
Ngayon eh. Na bata pa lang stressed ka na. Mm.
But even before, remember yeah. like people would be having like yung birthday blues.
Usually not ano.
Pag feeling mo.
Not so much, not technically quarter life. Ang alam ko marami 30s. Sa friends ko 30s.
Yeah.
Pag papa 30s, yeah. medyo nagkakaroon ng konting pag-alog.
Anxiety, oo. Oh. Mm-hmm.
Na parang,
but,
30.
But then, pagkatapos mo dun sa 30, biglang, ah, okay, it's not so bad pala.
And then, mid na.
Oo, yun
yung pag nasa mga 50 ka na.
Bibili ka na ng
yun
coach.
Yun ay parang
sports car.
Sports car.
Or, mag-workout ka bigla.
Workout.
May gym membership.
Papatina ka ng buhok.
Tina. Susot ka ng mga jacket na parang ano, di ba? Parang wow. very cool.
Bili ka ng
ano. Leather, tas ang init sa labas.
Bili ka ng expensive watch. Isa lang, Rolex.
Kasi isa lang. Kaya Rolex.
Isa lang. Kasi hindi ma-afford ng dalawa. So, Rolex. And from Croy Parel, heartbreak leave reasons, yung gutom ka na. Tapos, nung dinedrain mo na yung pancit canton mo, nahulog lahat sa labab.
Masakit yun.
mga 2 a.m. tapos
last
isa na lang.
Actually, you know what's worse? What it happened to me a couple of days ago. Nagtitimpla ako ng iced tea. Tapos, like, parang it happened in slow. Alam mo yung na-experience ko yung parang kang nasa TV show na it happened in slow motion. Na-feel ko na, main character like, talaga ako eh, all the time. Na-feel ko yung pabagsak siya. Pero hindi ko, tapos slowly, as in like, the whole thing spilled.
Oh,
at
no.
Yung feeling ko, hindi ako na-sad na, ay, tinimpla ko na, iinumin ko na. Yung nagkalat. Alam mo yung parang, it was all, syempre punong-puno ng yelos. I had to find, baka may na-shoot na yelos somewhere. Yung mga talsik, eh malagkit yon kasi icy. Eh pet peeve ko pa naman yung anything na lagkit-lagkit.
Lagkit, oo.
So, that was, ugh, my gosh, horrible.
Oh gosh. And from Totti Marie, heartbreak leave reasons, kailangan kong ipa-car wash at ipa-disinfect yung sasakyan ko. Kasi nalaman ko, ginamit ni ex, then jowa, patagaytay with the side piece.
Oh.
Kotse niya ang ginamit.
Oh, that's horrible.
Oh, that is horrible. That is like...
Wow, ang sakit.
A different level of wrong.
You know, I've heard versions
that is so wrong.
Of nalaman nila through the dash cam via audio.
Kasi ang visuals mo, yeah, yung street. Yung street.
Yeah.
But the audio...
Oh, oh my God.
How...
Pag may suspicion ka, no? Yung tipong papakinggan mo talaga yung...
Yeah, you... And medyo it'll stick, di ba? You're kind of gonna play it over and over again.
Oh, no, don't.
In your head.
Yeah. And also, the top... Heartbreak leave reasons comes from Rice Baby.
Rice Baby says,
nung hindi nakapasok sa top 5 si Michelle D at nanalo si Miss Nicaragua sa Miss Universe, tinabangan ko yung timpla ko sa baon ni husband. My husband is from El Salvador. Kahit dun man lang, makabawi tayo. Natawa ko dun sa... Alam mo yung Latino country lang.
Malay.
Hindi naman pareho yung Nicaragua sa El Salvador. Dinama yung malayo, asawa. Layo.
Ay, nakalimutan mapatay
niya. Dinama
yung
asawa. Ay, huh? Ilaw.
Iba yung lighting.
Oh.
Ulitin natin.
Wala na. Oh. Monster RX. It's time for the top 10 for today.
Iba yung lighting.
Let's do some final games. Wala na, nakita na nila yung katotohanan. Ano talaga itsura natin. Too late. Too late. Kasi pinapatay namin yan. Para all the light
comes. Pakita mo, para makita nila yung difference. So, nakita nyo yung kanina, diba?
Okay, before?
The freshness of... Grabe na. Parang brown out lemons. Hindi. Yan.
O, diba kanina? Okay, kanina.
Wow.
Kanina.
Parang man akong mumu.
Kanina, Mia.
Ang puti ko.
Ngayon. Princess of Genovia.
Mia Thermopolis.
Thermopolis.
Diba, ang ganda nung... Kay Chico particularly.
We give you...
Bigla naging ano...
A princess.
Hmm?
Parang ano, parang...
Pero isang side lang yung may lighting. So, pumayat lang yung kaliwa.
Hindi. Tingnan mo, nag-brighten.
Oo, diba? Parang nag-ano bigla. Parang nag-clear. Ganun.
Wow.
So, from Mia Thermopolis to Princess of Genovia.
Sige. So, from Anne Hathaway to Julia. Queen pala, queen.
Oo, queen naman yun eh.
Uh-uh.
Okay, so what about us?
Heartbreak leave reasons. Hindi ako nag-heartbreak leave, pumasok ako eh. Pumasok ako. Kasi... Oh? Hindi, kayo na muna.
Parang hindi kasi uso yung leave.
Kunyari meron. Kunyari bigla nagkaroon ng bagong law.
Si leave pang hosting eh.
Kailangan meron. Hindi pwede.
More than heartbreak. Mas masarap kayang pumasok ng heartbroken kasi pwede mong ilabas sa playlist.
Diba? Oh,
and then like all the songs that you play.
At saka counterproductive yung nagmumukmuk ka sa bahay.
And you can be laughing with your co-host.
Lalo na pag Wednesday.
Oh, oh.
Mm.
Ryan.
Yeah.
Actually, nung nag...
Ryan.
Never ba?
Sige, tuloy.
Hindi, hindi, hindi. Nung nag-break kami nung ex ko, parang sinabi niya sa akin na parang baka ilabas ko nga sa ano, sa mga, sa radio, like sa music, kasi diba, so, parang ganun. Anyway, oh, never mind. Yun lang, baka daw puro sad songs na yung ipi-play ko, ganun.
Tsaka sa topics, ganun. No?
Hindi ko naman yata ginawa.
Oh, good for you.
Oo, grabe.
Shut up. Pag-untugin ko kaya ang dalaw. Pag-uumpugin ko to eh.
How mature? Wait. Ala ko sagot eh. Heartbreak leave reasons.
Ako ay ano? Anything to that talaga to do with the fur babies. Honest. Like mas hindi ko kaya i-process kasi nga parang
right.
I feel so responsible for them.
Yeah.
And you know what I mean? I mean like obviously I love family and friends. Pero alam mo yung parang hindi ka naman nag-iisa when it comes to that. You know, like you have... Pero pag kasi for baby, parang singularly, kayong dalawa, or if you're a couple, parang you're solely responsible for these...
For your fur babies.
For the fur babies. So parang yun, dun ko siya ma... Kahit hindi naman heartbreak, pero siguro for like, if I need to bring them to the vet,
yeah.
They're not feeling well, medyo kailangan bantayan. Yun, it's really that. It's really that.
Sabi nga nung isa dito, Miranda Priestley did not miss her evening appointment even if she received news of the husband's divorce in Paris.
That's true.
Yeah, it's Miranda.
At parang, ito na naman, parang puro Anne Hathaway yung mga ano na.
Oo nga.
Devil Wears Prada, Princess Diaries.
Ito pa ba, Rose?
I dreamed the dream when time gone by. When Kimberly, Hell of her son or daughter life.
Thank you, Susan Boyle.
I have not heard that name in years.
Alam mo, Anne Hathaway, you know? Supo zone. Susan Boyle.
Yeah.
Ladies and gents.
Jambillion. Sabi mo, Jem, huh? Boyle.
Ne pero ano? O sige, ikaw. Go.
Parang ang hirap. Feeling ko wala rin ako masyadong masagot. Kasi nga, parang we're built.
We are.
We're kind of built that way.
We are.
And we would prefer to work, actually. To, alam mo yun? Kasi yun na nga lang yung only distraction.
Distraction. Yeah.
However, I guess I can relate now that I think the only thing that will keep me from... will make me want to miss work would have to do with the boys.
Oh, same, diba? Yeah. Like, because you have kids. Ako naman, I don't have kids, so...
Your baby.
Parang it's really the ones responsible for, kasi.
Oh, kasi parang...
Diba? It's not for you. It's for somebody else.
Yeah. So, parang kanina, munti ka na akong di pumunta kasi sabi sa akin na, ano, you're gonna hug me. You won't be here. Ganyan. Oh, so, yeah. It's very difficult.
Drama.
Yeah, sabi niya, that's my ninang Hazel. Why are you going to go see her? She's my ninang.
May selfish reasons pala. Gusto niya siya yung pupunta dito. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Heartbreak leave reasons. Siguro if I felt like I was feeling guilty.
Yeah.
Towards, my children.
Your duties.
Yeah. I would, that's enough to give me a heartbreak and I'd say,
Actually, na-realize ko lang, for me si Gruo, what would make me go on like a heartbreak leave would be, kung nagkaroon ako ng breakup and alam ko na alam nung mga ka-work ko what happened.
Okay.
Yung hindi ko controlled yung narrative. Yung hindi ako yung magsasabi, kunyari, papasok ako ngayon, kaka-break lang namin kagabi. Pero alam nyo na nag-break kami kagabi.
Okay.
Gets? Because I just don't wanna deal with all the... Alam mo yun, lalo akong maiiyak. Magbe-breakdown ako lalo. So,
Hazel, be strong.
We're here for you.
But, to be fair, when, like, after my breakup and, like, I went to work the next day, my besties actually dropped by.
Aww.
With, like, cupcakes or whatever. Like, they brought me, you know.
Akala ko yung bulaklak para sa ano.
As in, pumunta sila dito, of course, to rally behind me. Parang... that's okay. Let's have a debriefing. So after, of course, I told them all about the breakup.
Oh, ako, ako yun. Ako rin. Like, I would rush here. I'd bring you Kit Kat. Sabihin ko, have a break. Kasi bago break kayo.
Fairness. Matatawa ka naman doon. Pero maiinis ka rin after.
Susungal-ngalin mo ako.
At least distracted ka.
Oo.
Parang nung nalaman ko ata about that, hindi kita masyado tinanong, no?
No, because I think when we became partners, that was post-breakup na. Break na kami. So, parang...
pumalit.
Parang medyo fresh pa yung breakup, but not so fresh to the point na I couldn't function.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So you never actually witnessed me being in a relationship.
I just witnessed the aftermath.
All of it.
Many years of it.
Okay. So there you go.
Sabi ni Andre, paano naman ako? Papasok pa rin ako. Pagka siya.
Joke. What is going on? But thank you so much
for joining
us again today, Sarah.
Thank you.
Thank you, everybody, for hanging out with us and for bearing with the conflicting volume levels for like a good first half of the show. We'll be back tomorrow, only here on Summer's Hottest Monster RX 93.1. Bye, everyone!
Bye!